Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Can I ask you a question since you were out at Redskins Park today? And this is Brad Johnson.
He is
my fantasy. How do you get an infected pinky toe?
Can't stop picking it.
Infected? What's he been doing?
Maybe he's been toe-tucking. He's been toe-tucking.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
I bet he loves a faux-tuck.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Thank you, Dan. Hey, this thing is a bomb, and it's boring as heck.
You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast.
They're ready to believe you.
Is this going to be a good day? 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 No, I don't think so.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is the spot, and it's my pleasure to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field, stadium announcer Philip Robert Jonathan Hogbike.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Have you heard?
What?
Richard won that.
Really?
So I was right.
I was unaware of that.
Richard Hatch. Dick Hatch.
One survivor?
And look how low-key I am about that.
Yeah. But I correctly predicted that. Isn't that something?
That's you great. Look like you must have gotten it all out of your system.
Move on, Rob.
Oh, by the way, Phil, sorry he missed last night's Las Vegas style show. He had to take his pet chicken to a de-beaking.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. For those who serve. And all the ships at sea. Hey, it's the two guys responsible for getting Charlie Stossel to make out with Dolph Lundgren. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
You had to be at the show last night.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Robin.
Hello, and thank you for listening. New episode on Thursday, August 24. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. We got the recap of the Vegas show coming up.
Yeah.
Everybody really turned out last night. No disappointments. Great crowd. We do have the Survivor talk that we'll get to in just a moment.
Good.
I would like to start the show, though, because I am a humble winner by saying I was right. I was right.
Lost a little freshness. I was there when, sitting next to you when it was when the verdict was announced, and you went into a victory dance, which was it was so much fun because it was really unbridled joy. You settled right down after that.
I didn't think that the homo was going to win.
He won. He didn't think he was going to win. I saw him interviewed today. He didn't think he had a chance, and then bingo, there he was.
Homo, my man.
Now, who
else? I'm man homo.
Who else besides you picked Richard Buzz?
I did. Buzz did, and so did Rob.
Mm-hmm. I'm the only one that didn't.
And Bart picked Sue, a boy named Sue.
Sue came pretty close, too, the very upset Sue truck driver.
And Mike, you picked Jervis, right?
Jervis, that's mm-hmm. right, yes.
I don't care if you were on the side of the road and you were dying of thirst And I don't have the accent quite right because it's not quite hillbilly.
She has a flat like Chicago accent.
Yeah, 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 like Wisconsin.
It's partly hillbilly and partly Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
With a little Fargo.
I'd get some tapioca and leave you for the vultures.
For the vultures.
I don't care
if I ever see you again. I'm voting for Rich.
You're a big pile of crap.
What I think of you, Kelly.
How about that?
And then Kelly didn't show up for the morning interviews, Dan.
How about that? My homo!
And you know,
my homo won!
Maybe it's because everybody loves a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this guy, the press on this guy has been horrible, but after he won and watching him today and watching how he has been handling his victory, I like the guy now more after he's won than I did when he was on the island. I think everybody feels the same way.
And I think throughout America. I mean, I know last night at the appearance, we had the show up on the big, gigantic screen.
Uh-huh.
When they announced that Richard was the winner, when they turned over the last name plate, I mean,
chorus of boos.
2,000 people up on their chairs booing their asses off. They hated it.
Yeah, that's the thing that's great about that show, is because, first of all, nobody really knew who was going to be the winner. Sure. And then the guy that won was the last guy you would expect to win. That's what made it beautiful.
And I jumped in the air like freaking Deion Sanders.
You went from the right foot to the left foot doing this little dance, like right away.
It was so unexpected.
It was totally unexpected. If it had come down to Rudy and Rich, it probably would have been Rudy that would have stayed on the island.
It probably would have.
But Kelly made a lot more deep-seated enemies on that island than Rich did.
I don't care if you were on the side of the road and you were dying of thirst. I wouldn't give you nothing to drink.
I'd leave you for the vultures, you crap.
I don't care if I ever see you again. I'm voting for Rich.
You know what's weird about her is I watched the early show today. I'm watching the interviews with Sue. She's really beyond that. And she said, you know, hey, it was a game. But it is very obvious to me that the person that's the most effed up by this show is Kelly, right? The second to last person there. I mean, watching her last night on the show and then seeing the fact that she didn't show up for the interviews, she seems to really be busted up.
She's angry, very angry, not winning.
Hey, did you notice last night when they were doing the interviews with the people who had already been kicked off, saying who they were voting for and why? Our girl Colleen?
Yeah.
She looked effed up.
Yeah, she
totally
did.
She really looked effed up.
She sort of had her head on her hand like this, and she was saying, I don't know.
She's going to come in here in a couple of weeks when she gets back to town, and we're going to ask her if she was effed up when they taped the final episode.
If she was, I blame Greg for that.
Hey, Greg, listen, the bugs are here.
Oh,
good.
Oh, no.
The bugs are here.
I've been dreading this. I don't know about you guys, but I'll tell you right now, this is something that really, really just freaks me out.
All right, well, then we'll hold off for just a second.
Oh, God, you'll tease it.
We do want to thank everybody.
Oh, wow, yeah.
For showing last night at the appearance, you know. I was really flipped out. I thought we would show up at this club, and there would be 50 people there last night.
Right.
Now, once again, you guys, you're so great. Mm-hmm. Over 2,000 people showed up.
We have the greatest listeners in the world. I mean, we have people that really passionately support this show. And, you know, the good thing about it, they weren't disappointed. I think really that. Of all the survivor parties and private homes and whatever, we had the best one last night.
Last night, and I counted, girls naked. And I mean 100% naked last night on stage. 26 girls.
My God.
Wow. I didn't bother to count the boys, but at one point, after we got done with the nude feud and after the girl who was first in line came up and took her clothes off and after the outdoor fashion show, I actually started counting.
That's amazing.
That's a record for a Las Vegas-style show, that there were 26 nude chicks on stage.
Pretty terrific.
Some good ones, too.
Yeah, 100% naked. It was a great time. Was had by all. They worked out all the parking crap.
Yeah, that guy, the owner down there, we can't say enough about him. He really, not only did he take a situation that, you know, in a roundabout way wasn't his fault, and he made it right, and he made it right for us and for our listeners. We got to say thank you to, I think it's John Boyle. Is that the guy's
name? That's his name.
A Nation.
All right, thanks to Nation, a great club. Not only that, they also gave everybody the first drink.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got on stage, that's the first thing we said, hey, we're here, go get your free drink. Well, as it turns out, a lot of people wanted to hear what we had to say, and they didn't get their drink, so everybody gave them free drinks again at halftime. So, you know, you couldn't have had a better time. We do have a tape of us actually coming out on stage last night.
Yeah, I remember that during the show yesterday, you were talking about a little trepidation about the fact that you weren't sure how many people people were that we were at 15, 20 people because everybody was going to be home in their living rooms watching Survivor. We didn't know whether there'd be anybody in this joint last night.
So here's just the very beginning. You can judge for yourself.
How many people were there?
Yeah, last night when Rob brings us on.
Rob with the warm up. That's a lot of people, man.
You were already talking about they had the show on the big screen there. Mm-hmm.
So really, I mean, a tremendous crowd last night, and
fantastic.
You know, who knows, the next time we go into downtown DC, we're gonna have to get a bigger building.
And a really great crowd.
Oh yeah,
no ball busters. Everybody very nice. Again, they're a fantastic crowd. Thank you for coming out. Great, great, great goddamn show last night. And it was, as it turns out, a great way to watch Survivor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know what I enjoyed the most is before we went on the stage and they were warming up Survivor, they had the beginning part of it, hearing the group reaction. You hear 2,000 people responding to what's happening on the show. It was just, it was fantastic. Cool. It was the best possible situation.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, kick-ass show last night, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Can I just mention two quick things?
Sure.
You got to get Joe DiCaprio there to stop lying about how many people are there because he made us leave early and we were pissed, but that's nothing. Thing.
Why? Wait. Hold on. What? Why did Joe?
Remember when he called in yesterday, and you were like, "No lying. How busy is it?" And he said there was a line.
Right.
Yeah, he lied.
Well, wait, we were there last night. There's 2,000 people.
No. I was there. I had a great time. It was a blast. But the thing I really wanted to bitch about.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
I'm not sure. I don't understand your point. Did you came down? So what?
We were going to come down anyway.
Well, what was? Did you think that there was?
You were going to leave like an hour later.
Oh, because of the
Survivor.
Oops, I'm sorry.
You said because of the line you weren't going to come down?
No. We were going to leave like an hour later, and then Joe said there was a line, and it was busy, and it was full.
Well, there was a line, and then they let everybody in, and then the line went away, but there were still 2,000 people in the joint.
Oh, well, then I'm sorry.
So Joe didn't really lie.
Right. No, Joe did lie about something.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah. Well, he lied about that, yeah.
I want to. There's two things I want to say, and I'm going to hang up on you right now, just because I don't like your tone. Joe DiCaprio no longer is known on this show as Big Joe DiCaprio.
That was a myth.
Last night,
we exposed a myth last night.
Last night, and that's the first thing we did in front of the 2,000 people that braved the Survivor hype to come out and watch our show last night.
You said we were going to do it.
We got to do it. Big Joe out, said, listen, they got no problems with nudity in this place. Whip it out. You got the Big Joe DiCaprio?
8.5.
Let's see. And he would not unbuckle his pants, and then he said, it's really only 3.
Yeah, he was going into some spiel, it's not ready yet, and it became apparent that, you know, his claim of 8.5 inches...
Not true.
Not accurate at all.
Not true.
It was an embarrassing moment for all. I think Joe rebounded from it okay.
And as one of the women said last night, you can't get 8.5 out of 3.
Yeah, and we had some women who I think were experts on that subject.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, certainly did. Yeah.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention, and also thank you to Jenna and Shiloh.
Yes.
They came out and put on a fantastic two-girl show last night involved pouring beverages on each other while they were naked up on stage.
That was a treat for not only the crowd, but everybody up on stage.
I'm going to mention this now because I don't think it's a secret. When I was asking around the station today, I was told that Wendell has told other people, other groups of people, what he told us last night.
Yes, Wendell, we have determined that we need to offer Wendell some serious assistance in this matter.
Yeah. The last time Wendell Hall, our engineer, our director of security,
right,
the last time he got laid was in the year 1987. You're talking about a 13-year dry streak for Wendell Hall.
Now, Wendell Hall is a friend of this show, and we really feel that we have to...
We got to get him laid.
Offer Wendell... You know, Wendell... There are a lot of guys that deserve that dry streak. Wendell's not one of them.
He's a good guy.
In my humble opinion.
He is. And damn, he's horny.
He is indeed.
He's not like Stossel. It's not like he's got no ambition to have sex with women.
Right.
And listen, that's something else we should talk about, too. That last night up on stage, the... I'm pretty sure now we can just call him the asexual Charlie Stossel.
But yeah, Charlie Stossel amazes me. He really does.
He is up on stage. He's sitting in a chair. He's judging the underwear fashion.
Women are crawling all over him.
He's getting lap dances from naked women. And this one chick who looked like Dolph Lundgren,
but really Dolph Lundgren with, you know, really well built.
She just had like the haircut from that guy that right. fought Rocky, the Russian guy. She was naked, crawling on him, mm-hmm. licking him, and unbuckling his pants.
Going nuts.
And Stossel sat there, and I actually caught him at one point looking at his watch.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I try to figure him out.
Now, maybe he's inhibited because he's on stage.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. That could be part of it.
I'm not sure. I don't know what it is with Charles Stossel.
But meanwhile, you know, poor Wendell Hall is like a dog.
That, he is like a dog that needs to be fed.
You know, like a dog that's sniffing around and poking for a treat. I mean,
he needs companionship.
Yes, he knows.
1987. Oh, Jesus. We've got to take care of that for
him. Yeah, Wendell is somebody that's, you know, it's no secret. The man is in need.
Mm-hmm. We've got to take care of him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He's a true patriot also.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, you're on the air.
Man, fantastic show. First time caller. First time ever going to one of your shows.
Oh, glad you enjoyed it.
Homo Joe talked my girl into getting up on the stage. The one with the most fantastic ass in the world. Sonya Renee.
Oh, Sonya Renee, honey.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a sec.
Oh, man. I say, baby, get back.
Your girl has got... That is one big ass. I mean, are we talking about the girl in the leopard underpants?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sonya, no, leopard top.
Sonya Renee.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the crowd favorites.
Hold on, Mom. Yep. Oh, beautiful woman.
That's your woman?
Yes.
Well, you know, that's your lady, right?
She was just upset that she did not win.
Well, she didn't take anything off. She just came up on with her underpants and her bra.
She didn't body slam Charlie Stossel, too. You know, with all of Charles Stossel's asexuality, he did elect the Dolph Lundgren lookalike the winner.
She's not, okay, she doesn't look like Dolph Lundgren. She looks like the chick that was in the Beverly Hills Cop movie. What's her name? Bridget Nielsen.
That's right. Yeah, she does look like Bridget. She really does look like Bridget Nielsen. Bridget Nielsen or whatever.
Very close. All right, well, thank you for coming. Glad you had a good time.
Hey, no problem. Next time.
His girlfriend does have just a gigantic ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she got up on stage. Yeah, everybody's just like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, fantastic. It was such a wonderful, wonderful mix of people in the strip. I keep saying strip trivia, but it was the underwear fashion show.
Right. And not a big ass, like in a fat way. Just like, wow.
Yeah.
Just a lot of ass on that girl.
Hell of a back porch.
Hell of a Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
That C. Susan, she's a real bitch.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, just once again adding to our theory that anyone can watch the television.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was just saying, I think Wendell needs to go with Charlie to that Lonely Hearts Club.
Yeah, I don't think Wendell's the Lonely Hearts Club kind of guy.
No. Wendell's on the prowl for it. All the time.
Yeah. Wendell need to find like a lady at the shooting range.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, NRA Cafe. Hello.
Hey, guys, I saw Charlie last night. He looks gay. That's why I didn't like that girl crawling on him.
Charlie Stossel?
Yeah, he looked like he didn't like it because he's gay. I saw it.
He's not gay. I know right now he's driving down the road pounding on the dashboard, so let me just say for the record.
Heppers!
He's not gay. I do believe he might be asexual, though.
Right.
He might be a eunuch. But he's not gay.
Well, let me ask you this, though. If he doesn't like women, doesn't that make him homosexual rather than heterosexual?
Look up the word asexual.
Asexual means nothing. No men, no women, no nothing. You know, he's smooth down there.
Like a Ken doll.
Like a G.I. Joe.
That grosses me out. Never mind.
All right.
I don't want to hear it. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm telling you, man, that game was skewed to make Kelly win. All those questions were questions that she knew the answer to. The producers know exactly what they're doing. They tried to get her to win.
Wait, how could they skew it so that Kelly could win? She lost.
Well, they tried. They tried their best to make her win.
Oh, but, you know, I knew we were going to get... You know, you...
Think about it.
You're nuts.
All the questions
Stop for a second. Please just stop. You're nuts.
The show's
not,
over.
This is not Turn the Other Cheek Thursday.
The show is over, and now you're calling with conspiracy theories.
Producers can do anything they want. They skewed that game.
Oh, my God.
To try to get her to win.
How could they
wanted Richard to win.
How could they know what Kelly had in her head and what the other contestants had or didn't have in their head?
Just like Richard said, he lied to the host. You got to lie to the producers. You got to lie to everybody.
Oh, no, you drink,
please. Everybody's lying.
And incidentally, where are all the people who have called us over the last 3 months who have said that they know for sure,
right?
Because they know somebody who works at the production company and they know somebody who worked on the show, that they're positive that the winner was Rudy or that the winner was Jervis or that the winner was Colleen or that the winner was Kelly. Where are those people now?
You know, you take the popularity out of the equation, and I watched that show. You know, I only really got involved in the last 3 weeks with this show, but I'll tell you right now, the way the show was designed, photographed, everything about it, I think really it's got potential to win an Emmy Award just because it's so unique. And it's another reason why I always talk about the fact that you put Big Brother next to it and it looks like just a pile of crap.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what happened to Charlie Stossel? He was on line 9 and then the line dropped off. If you would like to rebut any comments, Charlie, please call back. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, great show last night. I had a great time.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Just one thing. I was a little bitter about the fact that I was not picked for the fashion show. I was talking to Joe, and I was the sixth person in line, and they could only get, five up there?
Right.
And he went and he told me that he would ask, I forgot his name.
Gee, I'm surprised Joe didn't pick you.
All right, well, come to the next show. Come to the next show. Sorry you didn't make it up on stage.
Now try again.
Thanks.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Words come easy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
To some.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm on the air.
You're on the air right now.
I'm tired of this damn Charlie Stossel.
Now, what's the problem?
Man, I've been trying to get through to talk to y'all all day last night to find out whether or not to come to the show. The jerk Charlie puts me on hold. Then he
Charlie Broyhill.
That's Charlie Broyhill. That's a different Charlie.
Well, Broyhill. Sorry, Stossel.
Okay.
But this Broyhill, you say you don't screen the calls, but yet he don't let me through. And now, like I say, I wanted to get to the show last night. I wanted to find out some information from you all about should I go or should I stay or this and that and the other. And now he lets me through a day later.
Did you go to the show last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so you should have made your own decision. You should have showed up.
Because I was trying to figure out what the hell was going on with the parking.
Well, we worked that out before the end of the show, though.
Yeah, I was around in the house when I was listening to that.
So you got to listen to the whole show.
We worked it out before we got off the air yesterday. We announced everybody got free parking and everybody got a free drink.
You
got
to come to the next one.
Yeah, I heard that one. When are you going to be back in town?
In D.C.? Don't know.
Damn.
Don't know. Don't know.
Give me an estimated time.
Well, in that neighborhood, I don't know, because basically us walking around in that neighborhood, we might as wear signs around our neck that say, rape us,
what rob about us. The Rockville area?
I don't know. I think we have one actually in Maryland next month.
Maryland next month?
Yeah, come out to that one.
I'll be there. I'll
All right.
Be there.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Won't necessarily be as spicy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Star. I was at the show last night.
Yes, hi, Star.
New Feud.
And what? Oh, at Nation Right. Hi, Star.
How are you?
We're doing great.
I had invited you guys to come down and hang out with us for some champagne and to have a good time and to see the girls dance. And you guys never came down.
Yeah, there's a shocker.
We didn't post.
You're the girls from the strip club?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sorry we couldn't make it.
Sorry about that.
We have these little things that we have to maintain. It's called our marriages.
But thank you for the invitation, though.
Well, that was okay, but I just want to say I had a good time on the show last night.
Well, we loved having you up there.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
There were some pros.
We had some pros to play. The only rule with the show is that no pros can play the underwear fashion show, but the pros are welcome for the family feud.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's our family in a way, Don.
Hello.
Oops, that's a hang-up call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes.
You are on the air.
I got one slam dunk conspiracy for you.
Yeah, can you speak up, please?
I got one slam dunk conspiracy for you.
All right, hold on a second. I got two lines together. That's the problem.
Are you there? Are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, okay, what?
Yeah, one slam dunk.
Yes, we heard slam dunk conspiracy. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
I still got two lines together.
You got six?
Six.
Six. Gone. Three. Okay, what?
You know, it's from the beginning. Boy, girl, boy, girl. Hold it off. All the way to the end.
God love you, people. God love you.
The fact. Check it up.
Is it really boy, girl?
The fact's done.
It's a fact. Check it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check it up.
Boy, girl, boy, girl.
Thank you.
Man, the whole thing was fixed.
Bye-bye. Thank you for enlightening us. Thank you for opening our eyes.
I think it's fixed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's Pablo again.
Hi, Pablo.
Talking about Sonia Renee, that's my girl. Hey, listen, I wanted to know if somebody took some pictures or where can I find these things at?
No, I hope not. I hope that all cameras were destroyed immediately after that show last night. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My boy won, and that's all that counts, baby.
Are you talking about Rich?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. My boy, too.
Hey.
My boy.
He's our boy.
He's my boy.
He's my boy. My bitch.
He's my gay. My gay boy.
Hey, you know what? You know what gave it away?
What?
Like about 4 weeks ago when they started showing in the credits of him standing there, that silhouette of him on top of the cliff with the lone torch. That was him, man.
No, I don't think that they gave it away at any time. No. I really don't. Please, at least admit this.
Okay, I'll tell you something.
Hold on, honey. Just listen to me for a second.
Okay.
And I'm in your camp. I picked Richard in our pool, and I won.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I was freaking surprised last night. You can't say that you thought Richard was going to win, even though I picked him.
Right.
Most people, I'm positive, were like me. They were sure he was going to be voted off last night.
Well, when he hired the William Morris Agency like 4 weeks ago, that was another kind of a clincher for me. But I'll tell you something.
Almost all of them hired agents.
Well, he hired the William Morris Agency.
Okay, listen, enough of the conspiracy.
Is it they want to share in the success? Is that to say that we...
No, people just love, you know...
Conspiracy.
People love conspiracy. People love thinking there's always more to it than there really is.
I think we're dealing with an incredibly well-produced television show. That's mm-hmm. what we got here.
Why is it so hard to believe that it just worked out that Richard won?
And then the producer with that red X... You know, threw everybody, threw a monkey wrench into it, and then everybody was confused.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Thanks for putting on a great show last night.
Oh, glad you came. Thank you.
I didn't get free parking, but that's all right. It was still worth it to make it to the show.
Well, then
it was about 15 of my buddies.
Then you parked in the wrong lot.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to park in front of the crack houses.
So. Okay. All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks so much for that positive report.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you were saying about how, you know, all these people are saying, oh, Jervis won, Rudy won. What about Homo Joe? He said that Richard won the other day.
That's right. Well, yeah you know, a lot of people said that Richard won. I mean, during the course of this discussion, a lot of people, there was the guy that called and said he heard from a buddy of his up in Newport, Rhode Island, that Richard had been throwing a lot of wild parties.
Right.
Remember that one?
Yeah, wild gay parties.
Wild gay parties, gay romps.
But Homo Joe got his information through the gay grapevine.
Yeah, and you know, my only point is for everybody that called and said Rich, which was obviously a guess,
mm-hmm.
what about all the people that called and were absolutely positive?
That it was Rudy, that it was Sue, that it was Kelly, mm-hmm. that it was Jervis.
Because I know a guy who was on the island, who was a producer on the island.
Hey, what's the blonde-haired guy's name? What's his
name?
Don
and Mike.
Greg? Is it Greg?
The young guy?
It's his problem. I saw him interviewed this morning. He's just not quite right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got a funny story for you. Last night, we were on our way down there. It was a few of us, and we wanted to just make sure that they were still letting people in. So mm-hmm. we kept dialing the 554-1500 number.
Okay, all right. Hold, what's that, the number of Nation?
Yeah.
Okay, it's their business line. Okay.
Okay, so we figured it was busy. It just kept giving us an operator. So we said, let's dial 554-1501. So the sister answers the phone, and she said, before you even say anything, and your name is Dom. She said, if you ask me about some damn Dom or some damn Mike, I got your number on call ID. I'm going to find you, put my foot in your ass, in their ass.
Wow.
Yep. If you called her number right now and said, can I speak to Dom and Mike or Don and Mike, if they're coming to Nation, she'll go off on you. It's the funniest thing, man.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
That's funny.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, they got a little swamped last night.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That was also a very racially diverse crowd last night.
Yeah, it was terrific.
I mean, normally it's about,
like, I don't know, 85%.
Yeah, I would say so.
You know, Whitey and
right.
and 85% Whitey and like maybe 15% brothers. Mm-hmm. Last night,
mm-hmm.
it was almost 50-50.
Yeah, it was terrific.
I like seeing that. I saw
a lot of women, too. A lot of women in the crowd.
Lots of hot interracial love was happening right in front of us last night.
It was a real melting pot.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Oh, great. Just one more conspiracy theory. What is to prevent Rudy and Rich from working something out where whoever went to the finals would get a kickback after the show was over?
I don't doubt that.
That they were both guaranteed to win.
I think that that's part of the deal that Rudy had with Rich. I think that Rich is going to give Rudy $100,000.
I think Rudy deserves it.
There was talk of that. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw Rudy say that on TV.
But then you think, wouldn't Rich be the kind of guy that would get the $1 million check and just never see him again? See you later.
Bye, old man. I'll give it.
Rudy has friends back in the States, don't you remember?
Oh, that's right.
I'll give it to you at your funeral.
You know, and they asked Rudy today, he wants to be in the next Survivor. Did you see that?
Yeah, and they won't let him.
And it's like, are you disappointed you didn't win the money? He said, my money, my kids. Just go to my kids.
Hello, Don Mike show.
Hey, nice man.
Mike, next time I come to the show, I'm definitely coming on stage and humping your leg like a rabbit mongoose.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank you.
Hola. What? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
What do you got going on in the background there?
Office noise.
Office noise. What was that?
At a worse time.
What?
I couldn't have called you at a worse time for me.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to thank you for giving me a great evening last night. It was my first show, got up for the nude feud, made some money. It was awesome.
All right, glad you had a good time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Hello, Don. Don Mike show.
Very busy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hi. I want to come on your show and meet Colleen. Is that possible?
You want to meet Colleen from Survivor?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she swings that way, honey. I think she likes guys.
No, not like that. Just meet her.
Why?
Because I think she's cool.
Well, we think she's cool, too. I'm not sure when she's coming on. We're going to be on vacation next week, and I think she's coming in the week after.
What's your first name?
Christina.
All right, join us for Colleen from Survivor and her friend Christina.
Christina
Dabber.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, little Joe DiCaprio.
Hey,
here.
Little Joe, how you doing?
Next time I'm going to bring a tape measure and I will break out Big Joe.
BS.
No, come on now. Now you got to come clean, Joe.
BS, little Joe.
The number we heard was 3 inches.
And that was announced by you.
That's soft. That's not hard.
But see, that doesn't count.
Grower and not a grower. You know, there's some people that.
we had said, you know, when you had said that 8.5, that was in a state of sleep. Okay, not wide awake.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you a question. One of our moles at the appearance last night said that you might have spent some time after the show with the underwear fashion show winner. Is there any truth to that?
Yes, we went out. A group of us went out clubbing to some bars in D.C. Yeah, that's true.
You mean you went out with Brigitte Nielsen?
No. Not the girl.
With the guy who won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, really? You made a love connection last night?
Well, it was not a love connection. He's straight, but we went out and had a couple drinks and stuff.
That's true. Quotation marks.
Was there anybody else with you?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few people who went us. Yeah, there was like 6 people that we went all to the bar.
Way to go, Joe. Joe, we got to thank you for the great job you do.
He's a great pimp. He really is.
Absolutely the best. You make those shows work.
Just as Wendell is our security coordinator, I think Joe can be called our talent coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Did Wendell tell you what I had? A couple guys. I told him he should have been with me because I got a couple guys happy out in the parking lot with some girls.
You got some guys laid?
Yes. In the parking lot.
Talent coordinator.
And you didn't help Wendell? You're
well,
amazing.
I told Wendell I should have went back upstairs and grabbed him. There's a couple girls that wanted, you know, Homo Joe had some power for you, let me tell you.
We all have to try to help Wendell.
Mm-hmm. You're amazing, little Joe. You really are.
Thank you, Donald Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Rob, is that what they used to call Michael Landon on Bonanza?
Yeah, little Joe.
Someone's got a tape of Bonanza on TV Land. We got to get some tapes of little Joe being referred to.
Little Joe.
So we can play them whenever Joe comes on the show.
And it's little Joe on Bonanza, of course. I can't resist the urge to call Homo Joe, Lil Joe.
Lil. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, this is Jim, Secret Sound Contest winner, number 5.
Yeah, number 5. Hey,
yeah,
Jim.
I wanted to call and thank you for everything. I received everything, got the package. My mother was here the day it came.
That sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, right.
I won the secret sound contest.
I say.
Well, I'm sorry, fellas.
No, we're just having fun.
We're just goofing with you.
No need to apologize.
I always thought I sounded like Jack Nicholson on Helium, but...
Yeah, right. Well,
all right.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you for that. Glad you got the prize.
Thank you for everything. Bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
Anyone can win.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi, yes, we are. Hi.
I want to let all the idiots here in Greenville know they have got to get another station soon. We love you here. Y'all keep up the good work.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Yes, Bob from Fredericksburg.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, an observation. Kelly blew it the last night on the island when they burned everything. She could have made some money. She just saved that flag and put it on eBay. You know,
very true.
And took it as a
very true. Thank you. Although I heard Rudy say, and I don't know if it was a joke or not, they were showing the scene where he was rubbing lotion on Richard's back.
You watched that on the morning show.
Yeah. And he said he sold the bottle of tanning lotion for $300.
$300.
I don't doubt that.
I bet he did.
Old man like that. How much for the lotion?
$300. Oh, first better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Dick Hatch has won the dough.
Yeah, Big Dick Hatch came through.
A lot of people are, you know, a lot of communities around the United States very happy.
Sure. Big Dick Hatch.
With Dick Hatch.
I think a lot of people hate him, not because he's queer, just because he was such a prick. But that's really why I thought he was going to win all along. He's such a manipulative prick.
Well, at the very end, a lot of the people that were voting said he was a manipulative prick, but he was open and honest about being one. You know, I mean, he didn't make any secret about it, where Kelly, you know, was kind of a little more two-faced.
And don't you agree that now the most hated is Sue? After her lecture at Kelly last night?
Yeah.
Even if she wants to come back with a disclaimer saying, well, it was the heat of battle and I really don't feel that way now.
You know, I don't know if anybody else has picked up on all of this, but really, as far as the people that it was narrowed down to, these are not nice people. These are people, you know, you're not going to get any people that are going to be super lovey-dovey, kind. These are people that really, to compete in this kind of a competition, you have to really have one person that you worship above all else. And I found that with every one of them, even with Rudy, with Richard, with Sue, with Kelly, they all are pretty much focused on self more than, you know, that's why they go away for that amount of time, like a abandoning all the people that matter to them and their families and their loved ones.
I want to tell you something. You could be on the side of the road and you could be drowned. You could be thirsty and I wouldn't give you nothing to drink and I would just leave you there for the vultures. You're crap.
Your snake ate the rat, she said.
Tapioca. I'm voting for Rich.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
You are.
Oh, hey. Did you guys see the ad that Richard did? The milk ad?
Yes, in the newspaper today, sure.
They got jizz one. Everybody's sitting there with milk on their mouth.
Everybody's got an interesting thought today.
I'm pretty sure that that's milk in that ad. That's not jizz.
I think it's paint.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, you guys rock.
Thank you.
Hey, I was watching MSNBC the other day. I worked at a TV station. And they came on with an email that they got from some guy in Washington, D.C. And he said, I live in Washington, D.C. I listened to the Don and Mike show. They had Jervis on. And they asked him the question, did you like the guy, did you like the person that won the money? And he said, yeah, I like him. So they had this up on the screen, and they were so into the girls, that hot little blonde that wears the glasses on homepage on MSNBC.
Oh, listen, I know that girl. I mean, I don't know her, but I know the girl you're talking about. She wears these.
She likes Survivor, too, so they had that up there, man.
She wears these, like, square, boxy, brown glasses. She got short, blonde hair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, check that
also,
out.
Also, I'm a white guy that lives in Alabama, and I'm in love with a hot black girl that lives in Washington, D.C.
I mean,
hook me up somehow.
Is this a long-distance relationship?
Yeah.
Let me guess. Is her name J.C. Hayward? Because I'll tell you, J.C. Hayward is the hottest black woman, not only in D.C.,
right.
The hottest black woman alive.
Amen.
You get her to take her wig off? Man, you got to see J.C. Hayward of Channel 9 without her wig on.
Fantastic.
She's so hot.
Oh, I'm getting hot flashes just thinking about it.
Hello, it's Don and Mike Show. All right, one last call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, what about this Greg character? He's got to pick a number instead of getting, you know, being a man and deciding whether or not he likes Kelly or...
You know, that's true. That's taking the real pussy way out.
Yeah, and he's just a weird guy. I mean, he's the only one. You know, no need to comb that hair when you get up in the morning. What is his deal?
I think he needs to visit a tattoo parlor and get pussy right across the forehead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. Well, there you go. There's the recap.
So back after the Super Bowl with Survivor, right?
Right. And we're done with it now, except when Colleen comes on in a couple of weeks.
Yep. And these, you know, nobody will ever replace these guys. They're the originals. They're the That's first right. ones. It's fantastic.
We're looking forward to having Colleen come by and spend a day with us. Oh, and our last tribute to Survivor will be in just a moment when we eat the bugs. And, Mike, you'll be eating first.
Well, yeah, I have to eat first because I lost the bet. You guys all picked Rich and I picked Jervis.
We're just eating to be good guys.
Right? And, I appreciate that. And
solidarity.
Where'd we get the bugs? Well, I guess you'll explain that to me later.
They, as you can see, they came from a candy store. Chocolate-covered insects.
Excellent.
We have one for everybody.
May I take
eat
a look?
Up after the break, you can.
You're a cruel, cruel man.
Be caller 100 right now. We got the secret sound, number 8, worth $500. 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Have okay. a nice. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again, keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned. Don't with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and God bless America.
Hello.
Music, please.
We require music at this point.
Music, please.
We are prepared to go back on the air, and we need music.
Hey, Sheriff. You got out there, Robbie?
I'm Sheriff Head.
Oh, when you drop that box.
I live in this part of the commercial.
Oh, gotcha. Here we go.
Sheriff
Caller, name up. This song.
I'm an F-bomb.
Bye, guys. See you later.
Thank you, Sergeant Head. Sheriff Head.
The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment.
Have a good show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, I know it's no excuse, but we were out way late last night. The show, right. Show ran way late last night. Up way early today.
Yes.
Last show before vacation.
Woo!
Just a little squirrely. A little squirrely, that's all. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Please turn your radio down. It's giving me a headache. Hello.
Hello.
Call 100.
I'm calling 100.
Right. What's your name?
This is Darren.
Come on now. Come on. Pick it up. Come on. Pay attention.
Darren, where are you calling from?
I'm driving down 66.
Darren.
Yes.
You want to just give up now? Should I just give you a prize and let someone else guess at the sound?
No.
Darren, you don't seem to be very focused. You seem to have trouble paying attention.
Darren? Yeah, Darren, hello.
Yeah. Darren, are you having... I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt here. Are you having trouble hearing us?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, but that's not the answer for every problem.
No.
Darren, come on now. How about I just give you a prize and let someone else guess at the sound?
No, I'll take a shot at it.
You're not very focused, Darren.
Darren? Darren,
you take a shot at it.
All right, you've won the WWF prize pack. See your favorite WWF superstars turn up the heat at SummerSlam, live on pay-per-view this Sunday. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order. What, are you having a fit or you're shaking your head no?
Shaking my head no.
Well, come on.
Doesn't deserve it.
No. I know, the guy's a 100th caller.
I know, you have to do that.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you, we're going to be pissed if you give us a dumbass answer.
You will.
I guarantee that.
Guaranteed.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Darren.
And we wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There is the sound. Darren, I'm going to give you a hint. Don't say briefcase, man. Don't say stapler.
Yes!
Yes! All right, Darren. I'm ready to be amazed. What's the sound?
Sounds like a pill bottle opening.
Yeah! Stupid answer!
Now, Rob, actually, that was Mike's first guess.
But it's stupid because it's already been said.
That's right. It has already been publicly mentioned on the show.
Thank you, Darren.
All right.
Darren, just a lack of energy.
Rob actually got blood. Rob got blood in his cheeks on that one.
I hate you, sir.
That's all that was missing. Just some energy, my friend.
I hate you today. I always hate you. I will always hate you.
Oh, Rob, come on. Love. Give me my Bewitch music.
Peace, love.
Give me my Bewitch music.
I thought we were going to eat the bugs.
We are. But this guy's name is Darren.
Okay. So it's time for a special flashback.
Oh, you're
going
to sing my two dicks.
Yeah, it gives me a chance to sing my Darren song.
And then we're going to eat the bugs?
Yeah, shortly.
I have anxiety.
I know you do.
I have great anxiety.
But you see, that fella's name was Darren.
Darren, like Darren on Bewitched.
And I got the wrong Darren.
And I've written a song. Hurry, Rob.
I'm hurrying.
You wrote a song years ago.
Called My Two Dicks.
Do you have the original copy of that? Let me see.
Got it right here.
We haven't heard this in ages.
That's in good shape for as long as you've had
it. It looks like the friggin' Constitution, doesn't it?
That's great.
They carry this thing around for 10 years.
Parchment paper.
Here we go.
A tribute
to Darren.
This is a Don Geronimo original called My Two Dicks.
They're my two dicks.
Sing it.
Oh, yes, they're my two dicks. First there was York. Such a dick. Then I changed to Sergeant.
Yeah.
Hey, what a trick.
Sing it.
I love two dicks.
All right.
They're great to have around.
You'd have been.
I'm always smiling with two dicks. Why frown?
Why?
I'm the witch with the most fun. Can't you see?
I see.
Why, just one more dick.
Uh-huh.
And I'd have three.
Three.
They're mine. Two dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, they're my two dicks.
Go, girlfriend.
And come what may, I'm proud to tell you this.
Here's the finale.
I'd pass on a love-filled night with the New York Knicks.
Wow.
Cause I'm the witch with two dicks.
Bravo!
Yeah!
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
It sizzles
when you don't hear that for a while.
Forever. Thank you.
It goes to the most dog-eared piece of paper in your whole collection.
It goes back in the file.
All right.
Because you never know when you're going to have a guy named Darren on the show. All right. Now, these bugs that we're eating.
These are like, were these purchased at like a real store that sells bugs?
Would you lighten up about this?
We all have our things that we're freaked about. I happen not to want to eat bugs.
Listen, this bug came from some store, some candy store that specializes in selling edible insects.
Ah, wonderful.
They come in a box. There's your box. Gonna open up mine now too. You have yours, Buzz?
No, I'll come get it.
Hey, Charlie, would you bring in the bugs for everybody else, please? It says right there, chocolate covered insects, and I think you've got. What do you have? Because I've got two what look like worms.
I think I've got worms too.
Oh, hold on. Here's Robbie. You got more?
No, there's two proposals.
Oh, I see. Oh, each of us gets one. Each of us gets one chocolate covered worm.
Okay.
Okay. So here you go.
I'll give you one, Rob.
Thank you.
Oh, mine are melting.
Oh, that won't help.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that. Why can't they be, like, cold?
Crispy would help.
Here, Rob.
All right, well, I'll take the white one, Buzz. You can have the one in the brown chocolate. And, Mike, we're ready for you now, being as you are the one who picked Jervis to win on Survivor. You can now eat a chocolate.
One, right? I eat that?
Yep.
Okay, ready?
Eat it.
He's washing it down with water, Coke very quickly.
Oh, come on.
He's not well.
It can't be that bad.
Oh, come on yourself. I just get the whole idea. It's not the flavor. It's just the whole texture.
How is the texture, actually?
Think of it as a meaty pretzel.
Okay, I swallowed right now. Right
yeah.
Now. Can
yeah.
I wash with the little remnants?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, that's all. How many swigs of that are you going to take? All right, now, even though I won the contest, here you go, because solidarity.
Yeah, I appreciate
because we're buddies.
You know what I got? I got? It's just a little piece of bug.
Here you go. This is my chocolate covered insect.
Okay, go ahead.
Mmm. So tasty, too.
Good.
I'll eat yours if you don't want to eat it, Rob.
I'll eat it.
Full protein. No, we're ready. We're ready. Rob and I are going now.
Okay, now Rob. Robbie, go ahead.
I think mine's a cricket. I can't tell. It doesn't have much shape anymore.
Hold on. I hate people who do this, but I have to lick my fingers.
Mm. Hey, this one right here,
that's
the white one that I have in the bag, you can tell it is a cricket.
You hold
you
on
can
to
see
that.
The shape.
Pass it over.
Okay.
Huh,
good
oh,
for you.
Did? Yeah.
All right, look at that. Hold on, I got a bonus
yeah,
one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, is there any appreciable flavor? I ate mine so quickly that I did. Is there any appreciable flavor when you get by the chocolate?
It tastes buggy.
Buggy.
No,
buggy. Not really.
No, mostly chocolate. I didn't get any flavor.
No.
I got mostly the taste of the chocolate, but then the texture.
Yeah, the texture, it's not making me throw up. It's just, it's dry. I'm going to have to get something to drink.
A little chewy?
Can I tell this sucker now?
Not chewy, kind of flaky. Yeah, Robbie, go ahead. Robbie's turn.
Okay.
Like a Kit Kat.
See, not bad.
Excellent.
And Buzz, your turn.
It almost tastes like an almond.
Now, you had a cricket, Rob? I think I have a worm.
I had both.
Here goes.
So go ahead, Buzzy.
Not bad.
The worm was pretty good.
They say these are high in protein.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Really, Mike?
Yeah, okay. You're all big men. You're braver than I am.
Do we have more?
No, it tastes like a Kit Kat with almond.
I have to say, I got one last one. I got one here. What was that? What?
I had the same question. Are there more?
Oh, there's another one?
Yep. Okay. Buzz, you want to do rock, paper, scissors for it?
Sure.
Okay.
Remember, paper beats rock.
One, two, three.
Oh, I got scissors.
But you saw me pull rock out. And
no, I didn't. Rob was in the way.
Okay,
I didn't
do it
see
one
anything.
More time.
Okay.
One more time. One, two, three.
Scissors cut scissors. Paper.
Hey, there you go.
Mike ate it.
You challenged me. You're all like
them. Good job.
And we eat them just like that, like Pee Wee Herman ate his cereal.
Yeah. Buggy.
Hello, Mr. T. Oh, you got to go for more water. Oh, you are pathetic. I know it's in your head.
It's in my head.
I know. It's all mental.
All right, but I ate two. Good. You know, let the record show. I ate two of these. And I think I ate two worms is what I did. I wouldn't go for the cricket with that little leg hanging out.
They weren't worms per se. According to the ingredients here, it was insect larva.
Oh, so then that's great that we ate the same thing they ate on Survivor.
Just like on Survivor. And the other was a cricket.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, shouldn't Bart be eating one also? He made that bet as well.
Yes, Bart is working today. So Bart will come by on his first available day to eat his worm also. He was upset that he couldn't come in today.
I bet he was.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. See you later.
All right, so that's done, and it's going to be closure on Survivor.
That ends Survivor until Colleen comes in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Right.
And then we'll pick it all up with her again.
We can talk to her about bug eating.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Hey. How you doing? I hate to interrupt your insect hors d'oeuvre.
No, we're all done.
We're done eating bugs.
We're through.
Thank God. Well, I just wanted to tell you how special Ed, your Dick song was.
Well, thank you.
Oh, poor Dick. Did you watch the show on, what was it, True Hollywood Story on the two dicks last night?
No, you know what? Rob has told me.
Really good.
Like the last three times it's been on, Rob has said to me the day after, did you watch on ! The True Hollywood Story of behind the scenes of Bewitched, where they show how effed up both of the Darrens were.
They were.
And I've missed it every time it's on.
Almost like they were cursed.
Both of them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Like I said, those poor dicks. Yeah,
thank
the
you.
Song was really good, though. It had me laughing and crying at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Ah, sounds like Goodfellas. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops. You know what? I don't know what's wrong with these phones. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm pressing the wrong buttons today. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I got a comment about Survivor.
Yes, sir.
Did you notice that they hired Brian Kimball?
Pardon me?
They hired Brian Kimball for the whole live get-together.
Yes.
I was wondering, who would have the brass to do that?
What?
Hire Brian Kimball. Something like that.
Something like that.
No, come on now, please.
Really, try to organize your thought.
This is our last show before vacation. Please, I will really agonize over this for the next 2 weeks if I think the last lasting memory I'm going to leave with people is me going off on some idiot that called the show.
Okay.
But really, I'm going to have to go off on you.
Okay.
Is your comment, who's the idiot who hired Bryant Gumbel?
Yeah.
Okay, then I would say to you, among the stable of CBS talent, who else? You're not going to get Dan Rather to do that.
No.
Bryant already worked for the network. Jeff Probst wasn't available, so they used Bryant since they're paying him $5 million a year.
Why are we even bothering?
Well, we're trying to help this man.
I don't think it's possible.
Okay, I realize my mistake.
You what?
I realize my mistake. I'm sorry.
No, what was your mistake? If you realize it, what was your mistake?
I don't know.
No, come on.
he's retreating is what
I know
saying.
He's retreating, and I don't want him to retreat.
No.
What? I humbly...
No. What was your mistake? I mean, besides calling us, what was the mistake?
Not gathering my thoughts before I called you.
That's it. He understands that. If he understands that alone, I'm satisfied.
And it's really a no-brainer why they would hire Bryant Gumbel.
He's a CBS news guy.
He does the low-rated morning show. They want to do anything to give him exposure.
We're tying it in so they can bring the ratings up on CBS.
Okay.
See, it's actually a very simple concept.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Okay, thanks.
I will not agonize over vacation, over you.
I will.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, baby.
I've been trying to talk to y'all for 2 days.
Well, here we are. We're ready to believe you.
Look, I got this problem, right? I live in Capitol Heights. I don't even care. And every day, there's somebody out front of my house in front of these little patch of woods receiving a Monica Lewinsky.
Are they pros?
No, it's the same little dirty... I know it's the same lady, because she's always hot, but it's the guy that always pulls off. Because I say something to him every day.
So wait a minute. Outside your house in Capitol Heights, some woman is out there giving BJs.
Yeah.
Is it in an open area?
She pulls up in their vehicles. They be in like vans.
Well, I mean, when I said, is it a pro, does it look like somebody who's maybe turning tricks there? Or is this like a couple, a regular couple you see? Is this woman with different...
It's a lady who's turning tricks, basically.
Yeah, she's turning tricks.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a whore.
Hotel down the street on Sheriff Road.
Well, there's one way to take care of that.
But I called the police, and they said they put me on a special attention list, and I still get it. What do I do?
That
I have
sucks.
Three kids. 4, 11, 13.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
That sucks.
Yes, I know.
That sucks. Your kids, the 11-year-old.
Uh-huh. It's a boy.
It's a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And my baby's a girl. My oldest is a girl.
Make sure the 11-year-old doesn't leave the house like with $5 in his pocket.
Oh, son, I need...
So they're ignoring you, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, without giving your address, again, you live in Capitol Heights?
Yeah.
And there's a woman who's giving BJs out on the street in her car.
Yes.
A whore.
Okay. Yes.
And the police aren't responding to you.
No.
All right, well, maybe someone will respond now because you're on the radio.
I hope. I pray.
Yeah. All right.
Using my patience.
Good luck.
All right, thank you for the call.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye. Hey, incidentally, how much does she charge?
$5 or $10
most.
Oh, wow, that's a bargain.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, we should have put her on hold and get the address to Wendell Hall.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike. Joe.
Hi, Dynamite.
Yes, we are. Hello.
This is Joe from New Jersey. Could I take a shot at the Secret Sounds?
Oh, no, Joe, listen. The good people of New York are doing better in giving us decent ratings, but you've still not done well enough.
Okay.
Sorry, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Listen to yourself tonight on NEW. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hi, how's it going? I wanted to comment about the Family Feud. I was there last night.
Oh, the nude feud.
The nude feud, yes.
Yes.
How about, the strippers are out there and you guys are like... They didn't get any of the questions right, and just like the simplest thing in the world, they missed.
Hey, the strippers were brighter than the guy.
No. The fellas from the crowd, they were dumber than the strippers were.
Except for that one stripper that said, Uzi. She was the dumbest stripper.
Uzi. And what was the question?
Name a weapon that you throw.
That's right. Oh, and she didn't get it out.
And she said, Uzi.
Uzi.
Uzi. You know, they were looking for, like, knife.
Sure.
Bayonet. Mm-hmm. Grenade.
Death Star.
Right. Uzi.
Uzi.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you came to the show last night. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, why? What's your guys' problem? You guys are eating chocolate-covered bugs? I mean, what's up with that? Why aren't you guys going all out for it? Eating some real grubs. Go out in the yard and dig them up.
Well,
And what about you?
Yeah, you know, I know he's got a point. We should have gone up, lifted up a rock, and grabbed whatever was under there and eaten it raw.
All right. Go ahead, Rob. Go outside, dig us up some bugs.
This is in honor of the Survivor Show. We should.
I'd like to say I have already fulfilled my bug obligation.
I'm up for that. It's a legitimate,
but I accept this guy's complaint, but I'm not going to do anything about it.
Some people in this room wearing a... LL L. Bean t-shirt didn't want to eat regular bugs. It was the chocolate bug was a toss to Mike, because Mike slipped out about eating bugs.
All right.
I'll take that bullet. Everybody
I'll
has...
on that grenade. Well, no, I would eat a regular bug. I'll do it right now. Mm. If you go out and find me one, I'll eat one right now.
I'll go look.
Bring me a bug.
Rob is going to go forage for a bug.
I'd have trouble with that because of the goo factor. I'd want mine at least toasted. You know, it wouldn't have to be seasoned, but I want it toasted crispy.
Bring me a bug. I'll eat one right now.
Alive?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Like a cricket?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, any bug?
Any kind of bug.
I'd eat a ladybug.
Something mushy.
I'd eat a worm.
Mm.
I'd eat a cricket.
Yeah.
Sure it would.
That's good for you.
You're a better man.
Bring it in. Rob, bring it in. I'll eat it. I'll do it right now.
Will that satisfy you, sir?
That would be great.
All right.
And by the way, I'm heading over to Capitol Heights now. Where's that lady live?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? First of all, tell my man he's going to have to wait in line because my $5 is spent. I'm good for at least 15 more minutes.
All right, everybody wants the BJ in Capitol Heights.
No. Man, but seriously, there was a thing on 48 Hours. I don't know if you guys saw it or not. It was like a couple months back. Of course, this is in a predominantly white neighborhood. I can say that I'm black. So anyway, a bunch of the folks there got their video cameras together, and whenever anybody was pulling over for a bit of a "How's your father?" there, they went out to the video camera and they said, "Oh, what are you doing?"
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
A license plate number.
You know, though, it's a little dangerous.
but it wasn't like anything like if you can believe it, the people who were getting the BJs were going to the police and we're being harassed by the people.
No, you know,
that's a great idea for that lady.
However, probably a little safer in like a gated community rather than going down to Capitol Heights.
Yeah, where you don't know who's in that car, whether they have a weapon or not. Or,
I don't know if I want to knock on a car window in Capitol Heights with a video camera while, you know,
no, but
somebody's getting a BJ.
Out your window with a zoom lens, you might be able to get it safely.
Yeah, but I think the idea, Buzz, is to make the person that's receiving the favors aware that they're being videotaped.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Did you guys watch the reunion show after Survivor last night?
Yeah, hold on, I can't tell you. The funniest thing is seeing Rob outside now.
Digging.
He's digging, burrowing.
He's out in the... I can see him outside in the garden area in front of the station.
He's just lifting up mulch.
Yeah, he's really trying to find me a bug. God bless him. He's a good boy. Yes, what about the reunion show? Hello?
Sir?
He's gone.
Speak to us.
He's gone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, I just want to let you know I was good last night.
You know, I said this to Mike. I don't think I said it on the air. I said to Mike, I wonder if Dennis was there.
And we didn't see it.
Well, you know what? Last night when I watched the Survivor reunion show, I watched the tape when I got home.
Uh-huh.
You could be Jenna's kid. One of Jenna's kids is like Dennis.
Has Mobius syndrome?
Well, missing an arm, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where were you last night, Dan?
Oh, I was in the second, you know, I was left out of skating because I was waving my skull at you, but apparently you couldn't see it.
Oh, Dennis, we're sorry. I mean, I didn't know that you were there.
No, but, you know, I am going to sell 10 shirts, so I'm happy.
Oh, you sold some of your t-shirts. All right, good.
Yeah, and you have a good vacation because I'm going back to Arizona.
Oh,
you're going to see that old lady?
Yeah, I'm going to get some more action.
Hey, way to go, Dan.
Take Wendell with you.
You know, Wendell, I wish Wendell could come with me. Maybe he could show me some pointers.
Oh, now listen, don't bust Wendell's balls.
No, I want Wendell to come with me. I want him to come with him.
We did not have this man on stage last night.
No, we didn't. He's desperate for his airtime. So you're going to see the woman. How old is she? 58? 53?
57.
You're going to go see the 57-year-old woman you met on the internet.
Yes.
And so everything is fine with her now?
Yeah, everything's fine. No problem. Well, I'm just going to go out there, you know, next Friday and spend a long Labor Day weekend with her.
And you're just going to have sex?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like, we'll have sex, we'll watch Jerry Lewis, we'll do everything.
Does he have a lot in common with this woman, Dennis?
No.
Have sex and watch Jerry Lewis.
He has very little in common with it.
Oh, but, hey, she wants to see Dennis Jr., so I'm going to buy.
Hey, there you go.
Listen to this.
Dennis is sounding real studly now.
Hey, I'm one really lucky guy.
Since when does your penis have a name? I never knew your penis was named Dennis Jr.
Oh, no, she calls it Dennis Jr.
Dennis Jr.
Yeah.
DJ.
That's great. Fantastic.
All right, Dan. Well, have a great time in Arizona.
Have a great vacation, Mike.
All right, Dennis. Enjoy Arizona. Maybe you can go out to dinner early, get some of those senior citizen specials.
Actually,
senior citizen
off.
That's why I said it, Dennis.
He wasn't kidding.
Okay, I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
There he goes out to bang a 59-year-old woman.
57.
I didn't mean to exaggerate.
Big difference between banging a 57-year-old banging a 59-year-old.
Absolutely.
Big difference. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I've got a very good story about Dennis Murphy I think you guys would be interested in, about how I got his phone number, actually. I was on the internet one day, and I happened to see his website, and his email address is on there. So I went on as Hot Chick 76 and emailed him and said, hey, I'm really interested in you, and I've got your Christmas CD, and I love it. So the next day, I get an email back from him saying, oh, I'd love to meet you, and here's my phone number.
He's such an idiot, isn't he? Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Just looking for love.
Damn.
But that idiot is, on his way out to Arizona.
Yeah, I know.
For some tail.
To meet another woman that he met on the internet. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Bobby. I played on the strip trivia last night.
Hi, Bobby, you mean the nude feud?
The nude feud, yes.
Right.
And I was the dumbass that said carrots.
What was your question?
What's the vegetable that you cook before you eat?
Yes, carrots, not on the list.
No, it's not on the list.
Not on the list.
And carrot, of course, would be...
did win.
Bobby, carrot would be one of your, premier raw vegetables.
Yes, I know. But when you have a couple Long Island iced teas, then you might say stupid things.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You two were the battling brains.
But I was kind of disappointed in Homo Joe that during the other dance contest, he sent somebody up there with a 95.5 shirt on.
There was a guy with a PGC shirt on.
Yeah,
that's all right. I don't care about it. No big deal.
I was just making sure,
That's kind of a dumb point, sir.
Thank you. Listen, go tend to those youngins I hear in the background.
All right.
Okay?
All right, thanks. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Go tend to those unwed children out there.
Thank you, Professor.
I love Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, did Robbie find some bugs yet? Because I got some cicadas for you.
What's he doing? Cicadas?
He's still looking.
How about getting some lightning bugs, man? Make your teeth glow in the dark.
He's still outside.
Foraging?
Yeah, still digging and harvesting, trying to find me a bug to eat.
Did you say you'd eat a worm, like a regular earthworm?
Absolutely. Yes, I would, Mike.
I would. You're a very strong man in that regard.
I would chew it right up.
Cast iron stomach.
Chew it up and eat it. Eat it good. I eat the scabs off a worm.
Eat the scabs off a worm.
we did a whole big on our Vegas show last night. We started to get into a whole big scabs thing. And I noticed that in the crowd, lots of guys are going,
Yeah,
eat the scabs.
Scabs. Some guy had this thing around his neck that there was like a Budweiser can, and it looked like a place he put stuff.
We said, do you keep your scabs in there? like a thing you bring to the beach. You put your keys and your money and you wear it around your neck.
Is that full of commie scabs?
For your scabs. Then we got a bunch of guys going, eat scabs.
Eat scabs, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Jessica from the dance show or the underwear show last night.
Jessica. Oh, are you the girl who was there with the guy who was...
Yeah.
Big, what's his name?
Big Bill.
Big Bill. Now, you remember...
Oh, Big Bill. Yeah, you're a very attractive lady, and we didn't... Big Bill is doing well to be with you.
Well, thank you.
You know the guy who won our Mr. Loser contest? Remember Big Bill? We sent him out for a night on the town with Jenna and Shiloh.
Oh, right.
Well... The first girl in the underwear fashion show last night, the little teeny girl.
Oh, she was cute,
hot.
That was his date.
That's Big Bill's girlfriend.
Wow. Are you guys, going out on a regular basis?
Yes, we are.
There you go, Big Bill.
So is Big Bill getting some of that?
Well, that's private. I can't say all that now.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
That's good. Good for Big Bill.
We're glad to hear that.
But I got jipped last night by Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because Dolph Lundgren jumped on his lap.
Yeah, but I have dignity.
All right, okay.
But can I get a t-shirt for you guys?
Sure, honey. Hold on, please.
Yeah, why not?
Hold on. It'll just be a regular Hanes underwear shirt, though. We don't like have any fancy printed up t-shirts, but we'll go down to Walmart and buy a t-shirt. Would you like a t-shirt?
Okay, whatever. No, I get something from you guys. Anything.
I'm serious. The station has no budget. We have no,
Really?
We have no t-shirts to give away.
That's true. You want a big pen?
Sure.
You want some post-it notes?
Sure. Anything you give me.
We got a ton of office supplies.
Hold on a second, please.
It's not much, but there aren't any bugs in the neighborhood. There's an earthworm.
You got me a worm.
Okay.
Let me see.
Everybody verify?
That is a real worm?
Okay.
Rinsed.
I washed it. It's clean.
Is it still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hold it up so we can see it wiggle?
I put it on my finger. On your finger.
Is that an earthworm or some other kind of worm?
It's a small earthworm.
Where did you
a tire over at the church.
Looks like it's dead.
It's alive.
No, it's moving. Alive.
It's
moving very slowly.
It's sleeping.
It's moving
it's
very
slowly. It's probably sleepy because I just washed it.
It's going to wake up in a second when your teeth come crushing down on it.
You ready?
All right, you want a drum roll for this? I mean, this is a real naked bug here.
It's amazing.
Don Geronimo.
No problem.
Don, you are a man. He is about to eat a worm, a live worm.
His name is G. Gordon Liddy. The book is Will.
It will
fascinate you. I wonder if...
You'll lose some tonight.
You'll lose some tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don is now about to eat the worm.
A live earthworm.
All right. Good luck.
What the hell?
Wrong. It's not going to phase you.
Not at all. I'll just wait for the drum roll to get done here. And...
Oh, he's doing it. He's really...
What's it taste like?
Wormy?
You see it on my tongue?
I haven't swallowed it yet.
What is it? What does it taste to be? Are you getting any flavor?
It tastes like dirt.
Yeah, dirt.
Yeah, tastes like dirt.
Totally unfazed, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm,
on his tongue. I mean, just sitting there, a tiny little sip of beverage to wash it down.
It's
but,
not a problem.
You know, I fully expect you could have eaten four or five.
From the man who doesn't like his food touching. See, that's what amazes me.
Yeah, I'm multidimensional, Buzz. These are the ABCs of me.
Yeah.
Nice round of applause.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo. Nice job.
Thank you. Time out. Break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you realize how many guys I've coached against that either played for me or coached for me? I mean, goddamn, I'd be an emotional wreck if I had emotions for every goddamn guy that I coach against that's played or coached or whatever. I mean, hell, I've had Jimmy Cruz. And goddamn, Jimmy played for me, was a great player, and coached for me for about 8 years. Christ, I should have gone to heaven. Okay. I mean, goddamn, I should have been just emotionally drained, for Christ's sake.
Laugh until your uterus falls out. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a sign of a good show. The highway scattered with uteruses.
Absolutely.
Wendell's here. I just passed him in the hallway.
Very good.
Said, is it all right that we talked about what we talked about?
He said,
yeah, sure. So I got a thought.
Okay.
If Wendell wants to come in here, that it's not, I'm not thinking prostitution per se, but we do have $250 to give away today. Too fitting. If there's a girl out there who would be willing to go on a date with Wendell, keeping in mind the fact that he's not had sex for 13 years,
that's pretty much as far as we can take it.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen, but I think anyone listening to us talking about Wendell, sexless since 87, you know... He's a real nice guy.
He is, and damn, he's horny. So, Wendell, come on in here, because I'll put $250 in cash on the line. This money courtesy of Bola Wines of Italy.
Italy.
Live passionately, but drink responsibly.
Of course.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wendell Hall.
Here he is now, ladies and gentlemen, Wendell Hall.
Hey, dudes.
Hola. Oh, yeah. How are you, Wendell?
Oh, man, what a great party. That was a lot of fun.
Wendell, one of the things at the party that was truly amazing was when you revealed that you have been pretty much celibate since 1987, right?
Involuntarily,
yeah.
Well, at first I was trying too hard, and then, you know, I wasn't trying hard enough, and I haven't found that happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike Charlie Stossel, and I'm not casting any aspersions on Charlie Stossel, you really want to get laid, right?
The sooner the better.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
So,
no, but I've been buffing the purple helmet for so long I can see myself in the goddamn thing now.
I mean, I can't imagine. Mike, 1987, I was thinking about it on the way home from the appearance last night.
Yes.
I hope you're not offended by this. I was discussing it with Fredo. I was on the phone with Fredo on the way home, and I said, do you realize Wendell hasn't had sex since Bart was 2 years old?
Yes.
And, you know, when you look at it like that, from that timeline, thinking... When he was 2, and now that he's 15, Jesus, we got to try to help you.
Well,
we got to try to help you. You're a sweet guy.
And we can't really come out you know, obviously legally, we can't come right out and say it, but we are...
Which way is Capitol Heights?
We are. But, we're offering up a prize for a Wendell date.
Now, you know, let's listen here. Let's see if we got any girls calling, because I'm going to offer $250.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
No, you're not a girl.
Okay. Not a girl. You're a guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
It's another guy. Mm-hmm. How come you're calling now? We're looking for girls for Wendell.
No, but I got a girl for you. Well, I was just watching National Enquirer, and they have a midget porn star. Her name is Bridget. And I'm not kidding. I know you guys used to have Bridget the Midget, but this girl's serious. I mean, she's a midget.
All right. I don't think we have to go to the midget porn star just yet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Future show.
Hey, I'll have sex with Wendell, but I don't want to go on a date with him.
Oh,
now that's not very nice. Huh. But for our purposes today, you'd have to agree to go on a date with him, even if the date was only, you know, 5 minutes long.
Well, I thought Wendell had that redheaded girlfriend that he had the blind date with a couple of months
that
ago.
That didn't work out, isn't that right, Wendell?
Yeah, that didn't.
I thought that was supposed to go really well.
Well, you did have a good first date, right, Wendell?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we had a great time, but...
How could you have a good first date if you didn't layer, Wendell?
Oh, now, honey.
Wow, you're a pistol, you.
Someone's expectations are even higher than mine.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm going to say South Carolina, so you'll make fun of us some more.
Oh, South Carolina.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, my lovely?
Bette Midler without the big nose.
Oh,
okay. Wendell, I think, you know, I'm gonna pass on this one on your behalf.
I defer to your judgment.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, great, thank you.
I have a question. I'm calling from Winston Churchill High School out in Potomac, Maryland.
Okay, no high school girls, please. They got to be at least 18. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, yes, hello, is this Don?
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, great. Hey, I had a little survivor tip. I'm not sure if you guys caught this, but they went ahead and had, Greg go down and write his vote, correct? And if you notice...
Don't you know we've got a very horny guy here?
Listen, frankly, we're done with all the survivor talk for right now.
I'm sorry, I was just trying to get through.
We're trying, for the love of God, we're trying to take care of Wendell here.
We are offering up a $250... Do you have a sister?
No, I don't.
We are offering a $250 prize right now. $250 cash for a woman who go out on a date with Wendell Hall.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got a question for Wendell.
Fire away.
I'd say it that way.
I had to delete it out. You can ask Wendell how often he J.O.'s, but you can't actually...
Okay, I'm sorry.
And you weren't paying attention because that was the very first thing he addressed with a very funny line when he walked into the studio.
I thought so. That's why I must have gone under a bridge or something.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
We're into one.
Hello? Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey... The Sopranos, is it an old episode that's going on right now? Because this said grand finale last night, and it was one hell of an episode last night. Did you watch? I know you didn't watch it, but is it old or is this a new series?
Why?
I think it was a Survivor gag, I think.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. God, Wendell, we're trying.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, well, I wanted to tell you guys to ask Colleen a specific question when she gets on your show.
Okay, why doesn't everybody please wait until Colleen gets on the show, then you can ask her the questions. Right now, it's very important. Listen, last night, Wendell Hall bared his soul.
Right.
In the green room at Nation.
And because of that, and because he's been cool about it, and he's letting us talk about it on the show, we're trying to help the guy out.
We are trying to end the longest dry streak in the history of man. 13 years. Is there a woman out there who will date Wendell? Hello, and I'll pay her.
Yeah,
pay her.
And you heard Wendell as soon as possible.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Oh.
Hello, there's a nice voice.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Maggie.
Ah, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Maggie, where are you calling from?
I'm in Virginia now, Fairfax.
Okay, now, Maggie.
Oh, that's close.
How would you feel about going out on a date...
Hi there.
...with Wendell Hall?
I think it'd be fun. I'd like to.
And I'll pay you $250.
That's even more wonderful, but I'll go out with him. He sounds like a nice guy.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Maggie?
Oh, I don't know. What do you guys think? I knew you guys were going to ask me that. I guess maybe I've heard Demi Moore and Winona Ryder. Florida?
Demi Moore and Winona Ryder.
Goodness.
Demi Moore and Winona Ryder, good.
That's not bad.
Mm.
Wendell, when would you like to go on the date? Tonight?
Now. Tonight? Hey, you know,
boy,
cut me loose. It's not quite 5 o'clock yet.
when would you be available for a date, Wendell? Wendell, let's get Wendell first.
Okay.
let me see. early next week?
How about early next week?
Sure, but I work in Fairfax, and I don't get off till like 5, so.
Well, what time do you get off work, Wendell?
Whenever I feel like it. Yeah, leave the.
Yeah, he's very flexible. Now, understand that I can't be real specific with you.
Okay.
But by paying you $250, I would expect that Wendell would have a better time on this date than he's had in the last 13 years.
Is there something wrong with Wendell? Does he have, like, all of his appendages?
Yeah. Wendell is a very, very decent-looking guy.
I'm telling you,
If I had to say about the only thing wrong with me is a little beer gut that a couple of months' worth of sit-ups would take care of.
Listen, he's a good guy.
He's an average-looking guy. He really, I mean, there is really, that's why we were all kind of shocked when he said 13 years.
We wouldn't have him in here if he was, like, some hideous, you know, monster. Ooh.
Right.
Yeah, I know, because Dennis is so good-looking.
Well, see, Dennis is a different story.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wendell, we're going to let you choose a little bit now.
All right,
we got somebody else here. Let's go to, who is this, Marla?
Yes, this is Marla.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Oh, Wendell, brown sugar.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, Marla, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I told him maybe nobody really, but Halle Berry minus the boobs plus hair and glasses.
Okay, Halle Berry minus the boobs. Plus hair with glasses.
With glasses.
All right. Well, Halle Berry's cute. You like to date Wendell?
I'll go out with him.
No, but you know, you got to show him a better time than he's had for the last 13 years.
Well, I mean, anything is a better time than no time at all.
That's very true.
It's a good attitude.
That is a good attitude. Something you might want to consider when you make your final decision, Wendell.
Very true. And I'm not saying that if there was something that happened on this date, it wouldn't have to be... You know,
right?
Full-blown man on woman.
Nor, and we have to say this, nor are you required.
No,
you're
right,
not.
Right.
Of course not. But we are simply saying, it sure would be nice. It would be wonderful if the first date went really, really well.
That's right.
Even in a limited way, right, Don?
Yes. Even if you're just to give Wendell a hand at the end of the evening, if you were to, you know, to just say.
Yeah.
Bravo. Let me give you a hand, Wendell.
A nice hand. And you know something?
I think I have a nice hand.
And I think the reason we're doing this is because of the 13-year drought. I think that, you know, yes, it's fine. We just don't want Wendell to have to suffer through a date with not knowing.
You know, so you could...
Hello?
Oh, dear.
She's out of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Right, Wendell. Well, but at least we were able to give our explanation.
Well, we still have this lady.
Indeed.
The Demi Moore lookalike.
Maggie?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Maggie, well, our options have once again closed.
How old are you, Maggie?
26.
Wow. 26.
Oh.
Well, did you hear what we were saying to that last girl?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, what do you say? I mean, he's a sweet guy. We wouldn't hook you up with a frog.
Wendell sounds nice. I'd love to.
Wendell is nice, and Wendell is, you know, when we go out on the town, we have a good time with Wendell. Wendell's a good guy to have.
He's one of the boys.
Absolutely.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Done and done.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Beautiful. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
No. I'm serious about this.
Mike just spit on his wine.
I'm sorry. It was the way you said that. I thought you were going to say something awful second there.
I apologize.
Sounded like you were getting ready to give her instructions.
No, I am. I have some instructions.
Here's what I want you to do.
What I want you to do is...
Here's what I want you to do.
Go out to Galleons or Sports Authority, and up in the front, by where they have, like, workout stuff, once you get that grip thing... That thing, you know that thing to make your hands stronger? you know that thing. It's made out of metal. It's got two plastic grips, and you just...
Sure, yeah. A lot of guys sit behind their desk and work on that. It strengthens the forearm.
Also, why don't you get yourself one of those rubber squeeze balls.
They're called stress balls.
Stress balls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
I want you working out one hand with that big thing from Galleons and the other hand with the stress ball. Also, do you have any weights? I want you to buy, like, some 5 and 10 pound weights.
Okay.
I want you to start just doing just little itty-bitty curls. Very small curls. Okay? And I also want you to work on this exercise, okay? I want you for 5 minutes a day to stand in front of your mirror and go like this.
Okay.
Just make a big O with your mouth as long as you can. Just like that. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
Let me put you on hold again, Maggie.
Okay.
Right now you're the first choice. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Marla.
Marla.
Oh. Hey, what happened to you, baby?
I don't know. I'm by the airport. Maybe I got some static.
You weren't having second thoughts, were you, Marla?
No, not at all.
She's back.
How would you feel about the workout plan, Marla?
I didn't get to hear the workout plan.
You got to go to Galleon's and get yourself one of those things that guys use to make their hands stronger.
The balls, huh?
Yeah, or the stress balls.
Ah.
And you've also got to do some mouth exercises.
In front of the mirror. What's the sound she's got to make?
For like 5 minutes a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I can handle that.
So you can handle it.
All right, you got a choice of two now, Wendell.
Let me see if there's a third. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was wondering if I could get on with the date for Wendell.
Yeah. Hey, now they're starting to come out of the woodwork.
There you go.
Wow.
What's your name?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax, Virginia.
Now, Sandy, I want to tell you, really, I'm a stand-up guy, and Mike's a stand-up guy. We wouldn't push Wendell off on you if he was, like, a reject from society. All right, he's got a hot temper, and he's a gun owner.
Well, it's the frustration issue, I think.
He has such a sexy voice on the radio.
He enjoys wearing sunglasses inside.
And who is the celebrity you most resemble, ma'am?
Let's see, I've gotten Linda Carter, and I've got kind of curly hair, so the Deborah Winger without the nose.
Deborah Winger without the nose.
I hope it's more Linda Carter than Deborah Winger.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Huh? 32. Right.
And you know, if Wendell would like to go on a date with you, I'd be glad to pay $250.
Yes, I've heard.
To ensure that Wendell has the best time he's had since
1987.
Since Ronald Reagan was president.
Since the Reagan administration.
Okay.
So you're up for that?
Well, sure. Am I in the running?
Yes, you are.
I think Wendell likes you. I'm looking at Wendell's face right now, and he seems to... he liked the Linda Carter thing.
All right, let me see if there's a fourth. Hello?
Don Mike, how you doing?
Oh, it's a guy.
Boo.
Hello?
I don't know why Lisa passed me through. She had me on hold.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I had a good time last night at Nation, just wanted to say.
Oh, good. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, and what I have a question. Is Colleen going to be on today or no?
No, not till we get back from vacation.
I'd like to take her out on a date if that's possible. Some dating game or something, you think?
Yeah, sure. Right. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah, we're taking care of one date right now.
Let's hook you up with Colleen from Survivor. Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Yes.
Yes,
I was at the Las Vegas Tell Show last night.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate that.
I hope everything was to your satisfaction.
It was to my satisfaction. I just want to let you know, the one girl that made out on stage, she was my neighbor.
And you thought the poison was in this glass.
That's right.
Wendell, we're going to keep it down to these three.
All right.
And that would be Marla, Maggie, and the last chick.
Hold on. What's your name again, ma'am?
Sandy.
Okay, Marla, Maggie, and Sandy. Mm-hmm. They all know the parameters.
Right.
I'm going to pay them for going out with you. Pay them to go out with you. Not as a slight to you, but as an incentive to them.
Marla, Maggie, and Sandy.
They're going to promise to do their hand exercises and do their mouth exercises.
There really are no guarantees, but I think we've made it awfully clear.
Wendell?
Yes, sir.
Who would you like to go out with?
I'm going to have to go with Maggie.
Maggie.
Enthusiastic.
Hey, Maggie?
Yes, sir.
Maggie?
Yes, sir.
He picked you, Maggie.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
He picked you. So, God damn it, you better take care of it.
Oh, God.
Okay? I'm serious. Serious as a heart attack.
Okay.
Make sure he has a great time.
There you go. I'm sure she will. You're just dying to come right.
I know.
You know you can't. You're a bad boy.
And you know it. But Maggie, you know what I want to say to you, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I don't think
I've listened to you guys long enough.
I don't think any less of you because of this. I'm proud of you.
And you'll have a nice dinner or something like that, mm-hmm. Right?
Sure, yeah.
Very good.
You'll have something that's full of protein. Nice protein-filled shake.
Oh, God.
Listen, Maggie.
Yes, sir.
If you do go through with this date.
Uh-huh.
If you show up for this date,
mm-hmm.
You will win $250 cash.
Yay.
To put towards pampering yourself, courtesy of Bola Wines. Lighten up, slow down, open up. Bola Wines of Italy. Live passionately, but drink responsibly.
Wonderful sponsor for this.
Great. So enjoy the money.
Thank you.
What I'm going to do is put you on hold now.
Okay.
Let Wendell talk to you in the back room, and you can really work out the details of the date.
Wendell will be going to the red room right now.
Okay. Hold on, please. And don't disappoint us.
Absolutely not. I never would.
Be a good girl. I mean, don't be a good girl, but be a good girl.
I will, and I'll do my exercises as soon as I get home.
Fantastic. Ah, and after we put you on hold, the next voice you hear will be the dulcet tones of Mr. Wendell Hall.
Okay.
There he is. Okay, hold on, please. So you happy with her?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good, actor.
Great.
Listen.
This is great.
Well, let us know.
Much.
You know, let us know. We'll be back right after Labor Day.
Absolutely.
But good luck. What happens. Good luck. Very much so.
Because, you know, last night he just mentioned it. I mean, it's like, we're in a room full of people. Mm-hmm. Everybody's smoking cigars and drinking after the show. And all of a sudden, I just hear from the corner,
right?
Wendell just says, "Huh? Well, I haven't had sex since 1987.
That's right. And you decided, actually, that was you were going to take up his cause.
Jesus. Yeah, that's too long, Wendell.
Tell me.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I guess when we come back from vacation, we're going to see a smiling Wendell.
Yeah. We'll see.
Very okay. Good. All right. Go talk to her. She's on line three.
Thank you.
And here you go. You can fill out her paperwork.
Great. Thanks.
For $250.
That was handled very delicately. I think you did a good job with that.
Yeah. Well, I want to make sure Wendell has a good time. I mean, 1987.
Wow. No wonder. You know?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of
sense. Yeah.
Explains a lot.
You know, we're going to come back from vacation.
Sure.
And we're going to have a totally new engineer for our show.
Hey.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, guys.
He's going to be laid back.
Yeah, I'll get to it in just a second.
He's going to throw his guns away.
No peeling out of the parking lot anymore.
Stop wearing his sunglasses inside. Stop dressing in black all the time.
Sure, he'll be fine. Okay. He'll be just fine.
Thank you, Maggie. Just in case, get that girl Marla's information. Yeah. Just in case. Hey, Marla.
Hello.
Hey, Marla, I'm going to get your information as a backup, okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay, hold on, baby.
Okay. Good. Do we have Wonder Woman, too?
No, she hung up already.
Oh, okay.
She was pissed that she was not picked.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, thank you, Marla. Thank you, Maggie. And, of course, Wendell says thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. From the 1860s to the 1990s, he's the medicine man that will cure what ails you.
That hand looks a little swollen.
What do you mean?
This will just take me a minute. That's good doctoring.
He's Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
Hello, m'lady. Can I help you?
No, I'm just waiting for a friend.
You know, your eyes do seem a little bit bloodshot.
Really?
I can fix that.
His stovepipe hat and his black leather bag. He likes to make house calls.
Son, you look a little under the weather.
Well, my nose is runny.
Not anymore.
Don Geronimo, Civil War, surgeon. Wednesday nights on ABC, right after Ellen.
They won real. You're awesome tonight. Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
Our old cast of characters on that commercial.
Fantastic.
I couldn't even remember who half the people were. I know
that was starring Jennifer Fitzgerald.
Jennifer Fitzgerald.
Ann Ryson and Jimmy the Intern.
Good memory. You know, I'm just walking back in the studio, and I saw Wendell Hall.
The giddy Wendell Hall.
Sitting at the desk outside Buzz's room.
Right.
On the telephone with the girl. And I was thinking there was one other thing that we should get her.
Mm-hmm.
We should get her a pair of safety goggles.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want Wendell to blind her.
Right. Well, we'll have little Joe go to his trusty hardware store.
You know, get her like those things that Kareem used to have to wear.
Sure. Right.
When he played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I know you guys love Colleen, and I think she's really adorable, but what was up with her hair yesterday? Did you see her hair?
Do you mean during the finale on the island or during the afterwards show?
Afterwards. It was like mid-do, she said, screw it, I'm just going to do the crazy hair in the back, and it's nice and tailored in the front.
I thought she was really the most endearing, even at the end when she gave her last vote, as she was sitting there kind of leaning up against the podium.
She was high, though, when she was...
She seemed like she was really wasted.
When she was giving her the, I'm going to go for...
Whatever.
I think she's been licking some toads out there or something.
Yeah, maybe she was. But she's our favorite, there's no doubt. And she was our favorite before she called in and told us that she listened to us from when she was 8 years old.
Absolutely. She's our favorite. We felt for her legs.
You guys should take a look again and look at her hair.
Well, we're going to see her in a couple of weeks, so we'll see if her hair's fixed.
Okay.
All right.
Tell her to work on it.
Okay, thank you. Meow. Bye-bye.
I mean, you know, you got a pig like a boy named Sue sitting up there.
Right.
And you want to bust on cute Colleen?
She's got that little, you know, cropped hairdo.
Leave her alone.
You've got that Jenna?
Mm-hmm.
She's nothing to look at.
I did see one that was like from the early days that was way back when that looked pretty cute.
Never mind Colleen's hair. Did you happen to notice her scabs?
You know, I was trying to see if her legs had healed, and it looked like they had.
But I bet there are one or two probably right behind the knee. Some sort of deep scab that she hasn't quite been able to get yet.
And maybe she saved one in a jewelry box. A jewelry box full of scabs. Oh, Colleen, we love to eat the scabs. Colleen, do us a favor. Pick off her scab and give it to us so we can eat it, please.
I would eat her scab when she comes on in a couple of weeks.
If she has a scab?
She's got a scab, I'd eat it.
You'd eat anything. I'm beginning to realize you would...
Worms.
You know, the wrong guy is named Mikey on this show.
Worms. Scab. Take the scab off. Give it to Don. He'll eat the worm, the scab, and the cricket.
I wouldn't eat her toenail.
Huh?
I wouldn't eat her toenails.
Good for you.
Good.
You wouldn't?
I would not.
I got a thing about feet.
What's wrong with you?
I wouldn't eat her toe cheese. I might eat some of her belly button lint.
Eat it?
Eat it, yeah.
So... You could have a little Colleen sandwich.
Yes, absolutely.
You could eat, but no feet.
No feet. I need.
What about the dirt under her fingernails?
Sure.
No, not like some. I just gave myself
sure.
A little gag reflex.
Just scrape
there.
It off. What about if she flossed some food out of her teeth, like a piece of corn?
No. See, I wouldn't go there.
Okay.
I'm taking it a little more seriously than you are.
I'm just trying to think.
I would seriously eat.
At least that's a food stuff.
I would seriously eat.
We're having a serious discussion, Mr. Speedway.
I'm sorry. This is Mr. Scholarship winner.
Yeah.
I would seriously eat the lint out of her belly button.
You would eat belly button lint before you'd eat, like, corn out of someone's... Because it's just like...
Colleen. We're talking about Colleen from Survivor. Yes.
Anyway, that's weird. I would eat the corn first. Let's see. If we're keeping a score at home, eat scabs, belly button lint, and the dirt under her fingernails.
But no corn.
Boy, no corn right after your bugs and your worms.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, how about some toe cheese?
No, nothing to do with feet.
Nothing to do with feet whatsoever.
Right, I'm not a foot guy.
Okay. Actually, I was calling from New York. I wasn't calling about this at all.
Okay.
Can you do a follow-up on a story that Buzz did a while back? I need a celebrity autopsy report.
On who?
A non-celebrity autopsy report.
Who's that?
Mark Hughes.
Mark Hughes? Who's Mark Hughes?
The founder of Herbalife, who died suspiciously of natural causes.
I remember that story.
And a friend of mine quit Herbalife recently and gave me a whole bunch of supplies. And I'm a little bit leery about taking it, considering that the founder just died and they don't know why.
Yeah, I guess if they did an autopsy and you found like a, you know, a big weed growing in his stomach, you'd probably be a little concerned.
I don't trust that's exactly the point.
I don't, he's got a whole bunch of scabs all over his eyes.
I'll tell you why I don't trust that. I don't trust that just like I don't trust Amway and just like I don't trust Mary Kay.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that you're getting something and you're not going to a store to get it, anytime there's like...
It's hanky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a middle guy who puts the stuff in his or her trunk and drives it around and brings it to you...
It's scary.
I don't want it.
Something's going on.
No.
Something's fishy, and somebody in some big castle somewhere is making all the money.
Right. I don't like it.
He's got all these little underlings. You know, anything where you have to go to a high school gymnasium and sit in an auditorium and be lectured on sell, sell, sell.
I like going to a store and picking the product off the shelf myself.
Yeah, but when you go to that store, it's important to point out, and I remember this from you, you don't like your generic products
no.
either.
You got
to
go name brands.
Brand names.
Name brands all the way.
You'll pay that extra 1 or 2 cents for the marketing.
Oh, sure I will.
That's right.
Right, the name. Listen, I'm not BSing you. The name means a lot to me.
You'll never be scooping Cheetos out with a little plastic shovel.
Listen, nothing disgusts me more. And really, I got so pissed at my family recently when I wanted to go get a soda pop, and we had either Cragmont's or Rich Food or whatever the El Cheapo brand from Safeway.
And when it comes to soda, you know, a beverage, a soft drink, it's incredibly noticeable.
You know, and I'm trying to explain this to my son. You know, God bless him. He's working now and he's saving his money.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say, but Dad, look, you go outside Safeway.
Right.
And the Safeway brand soda costs 25 cents. The Diet Coke and the Diet Pepsi They cost 75 cents or a dollar.
Right.
I said, right, and why do you think that is?
Mm-hmm.
Why can you buy a Yugo for $5,000, but if you want to buy a Ferrari, it costs you $400,000?
Right.
You could say they're both transportation.
That's true.
Like, you could say, I mean, I got out of my mind with this. I said,
when you're talking about soft drinks, two words, aftertaste, or maybe one word.
I said, we've got to immediately get all of these beverages out of the pantry. We've got to go to the store.
Right.
And we've got to buy name brand products.
I just hate it when you see the supermarket brand.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I love that. And it was, Robbie, who is Craigmont?
That's Safeway, but it's not Craigmont anymore. It's Safeway Select.
Safeway Select.
Sucks.
Cola.
It's not as good.
Enjoy your can of cola.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Goddamn, I do love name brands.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
It's Brett from the last night at the Noon Family Feud show.
There's another one of the genius.
Yeah, he's.
You can't say the word you just said.
Oh, okay.
This is the guy when he had to get naked because he lost at a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
He had a sock on his penis.
Okay. Can I say that now?
I just said it, but don't say what you just said, the word that rhymes with sock.
Okay.
So did you enjoy the experience?
I love the experience.
Beautiful.
Good for you.
A lot of people would think that I'm not very smart, but see, I had a master plan because the girls on my team looked way better than the girls on the other team.
So right. You wanted to get them naked.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure an exhibitionist myself, so, you know, I was ready to get naked.
I knew.
You know what I mean?
Don, I knew he was a smart guy.
Now, Mike, you know what? Mike said that to me last night. Mike said, you know, this guy's acting dumb, but I think he's way smart.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for remembering that when I said that to you.
Way smart.
Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. Y'all are some cool guys, man.
Well, you're way smart, man.
Thanks, man.
Y'all Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Now, we have a guy from New York on the phone who called yesterday. He wanted us to get involved in one of these phony phone calls,
right?
Where we would call up and pretend to be somebody, and then we would like say something bad to the girl he wants to propose to,
mm-hmm.
and then at the last minute, she would say, "Oh, I can't believe this is happening to me," and he would come on the line and he would say, "Hey, honey, it's just a joke,
right?
You know, this is Don and Mike's show, and they are just helping me ask you to get married."
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, we can't do that because the FCC has all of these rules saying that you have to tell people that they're on the air.
Right, right.
So he's online now. Is this Rob?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Rob, being as we can't call, what did you want to do? You wanted us to call your fiancé and your girlfriend and tell her what?
Hopefully my fiancé-to-be, I wanted you guys to help bust her chops.
All right.
And I can explain why.
Okay.
Very simply, we've signed a lease to rent an apartment starting in September, and in order to get it, when she spoke to the realtor, she introduced us as her and I was her fiance, which was not the case. So she blatantly lied to the real estate agent so that we can get the apartment. So now what I wanted you guys to do was to call her and play the role of the real estate agent and the gentleman whose house it is, and say that you found out the truth, you know for a fact that she is not engaged, and therefore we cannot have the apartment, which would definitely screw us because our current apartment is rented.
Okay, but listen, what we can't do is we can't call her and pretend to be somebody without telling her that she's on the radio. And at the end of all of this, you just wanted to ask this girl to marry you?
Right, what I wanted to do is, amongst all the problems that's going on and she's going crazy, was I was going to waltz in.
Have you ever thought about...
and make it legal.
Maybe just calling her, letting her know she's on the air, and then explaining, you know, we've been having all this problem because we're not really engaged, and I'd like to change that on the Don and Mike show.
Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just call her up here. I got her number right here.
It's like one of these dummies that wants to go to a football game. I would say, whenever I am at a football game...
Uh-huh.
And I see in the stands, on the scoreboard where it says,
right.
Julie, will you marry me, Ricky? I swear to God, I always turn to my wife and I say, there's another divorced couple.
Really?
I know it.
You know, a friend of mine...
I know it. Those marriages never last.
A friend of my brother-in-law's did that and did it I think at like a San Francisco Giants game. And she was down in the ladies' room when they flashed it up on the scoreboard. He got the wrong in-between innings.
It can work if you, like, involve the Oriole bird like Brett Martsky did.
Well, that marriage is not even a week old.
No, but it's still happy.
I'm just telling you that generally, if you have to resort to some kind of stunt...
How do you know? I know what a happy marriage is like.
If you have to resort to a...
scholarship winner.
If you have to resort to a stunt to get her to marry you,
sure,
you're effed. So let's save this guy Rob the trouble. I called the right number, Robbie.
Hello, Jennifer Lander.
Hi, Jennifer. This is the Don and Mike Show. We are on the air right now. Do you mind going on the air with us? We have your boyfriend on the line with us. Hey, Rob?
Yes.
There you go.
I might have to hang up any second. I'm waiting for an important call.
Hey, she sounds lovely.
Yeah, sounds fantastic.
She sounds very nice. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I was explaining to Don and Mike about you know, some of the problems we've had when looking for an apartment and having...
I stand by my theory.
Explain.
They're going to be divorced before the end of the year.
Agents,
if they get married.
That you and I are not boyfriend and girlfriend, as we are, but actually engaged to give us a better chance of getting the apartment.
Right.
And I explained this to all of them, and they had a suggestion. And they thought maybe, well, I thought maybe we could do this on the air. Would you like to know what their suggestion was?
What?
Hey, hold on.
Wow, what's he doing?
Hello?
Where did he go? Honey, I don't know where he went.
Hold on, he's gone somewhere. I'm not sure what he's doing.
What's going on here?
I don't know. Just wait for him. What's his name again?
His name is Rob.
Rob.
I think he might be going into the next office.
Hello?
What the heck is going on?
Why don't you tell us? And we called at a bad time, Jen.
Yes, Rob, I'm expecting an important phone call.
Now, has Rob come into your office now?
I'm not expecting an important phone call.
Hey, Jen?
Yeah?
Is Rob in there with you now?
Yes.
Okay, can you give the phone to him?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. She's lovely.
Give it 30 days.
Jen? Who would have guessed that first night we met that it would be leading up to this?
Well, he's getting emotional. He's silly in love.
But once I got to know you, it was hard for me not to fall in love. You must hypnotize me with your deep blue eyes, blind me with your golden hair.
Jesus.
It could be a spell you cast with your perfume. I'm not sure what it is, but I do know this. Jenny... Will you marry me so we can continue this bliss forever?
So we can get our apartment? Did she answer?
She answer you?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Is she crying?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
What's the answer?
I said yes.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, boy, that's an emotional response.
Ooh. Now, that was a surprise when he came around from behind the corner, right? Because you didn't know he was at your office?
I had no idea.
No idea.
So how do you feel right now?
I'm very nervous. I'm shaking.
Well, I now pronounce you, even though it's not official, Mr. and Mrs. Robert Annulment.
We're just kidding.
Mr. and Mrs. Robert Divorce.
Very funny.
I know.
We're just kidding you, Jen. Are you? You're all freaked out right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
I'm in the middle of trying to purchase the security.
Oh, God forbid. It's the rest of your life. God forbid your trading doesn't work.
Can you put Rob back on?
Sure.
Thank you. Jesus.
Hello?
Hey, Rob?
Yes.
Listen, you sound like a decent guy.
Thank you.
Have you got the ring yet?
Yes, of course. It's on her finger.
Oh, it's on her finger.
Is it too late?
It's too late.
Still time to back out, but I guess not.
At least it's insured.
She was concerned about a security. I just want you to know that while you're proposing to her.
Well, Rob, that was an excellent surprise. I think it was an excellent surprise.
She told me that there's no way that I would ever surprise her, that if a moment like this was coming, that she would see it a mile away.
Mm-hmm. Ah, well, beautiful.
And she did.
All right, well, then you're one step ahead of her. Good luck the rest of your life.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to our show on WNEW. And she'll be able to hear this when it's replayed tonight. And
I have a plan for that, too.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you very much.
What is your plan for getting her to hear it tonight when it's on NEW?
Well, my plan is her parents have just come home from Las Vegas. And I think what I'm going to do is talk to her. I think we're going to go over there tonight and visit them, welcome them back, seeing how their trip is,
yeah,
and put on the radio. And I think either she should turn her ring around or maybe not have it on. I think maybe they should listen to it.
All right.
That's how we'll break the news to them.
Yeah, why don't you take her out for a nice dinner?
All right, thank you, Richard. Robert, I'm sorry, Robert, Jennifer, thank you, kids.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good
take
luck.
Care.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Now, turn, and when you're listening to that with the parents,
yes,
right after the part where we say congratulations,
turn it off.
Turn the radio off.
Turn it off.
Because we're going to analyze her now.
Turn it off.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
If you ever try to surprise me, let me tell you right now, I'll see it coming a mile away. You know why? Because
Rob,
you are a loser.
Rob, that was not funny. I have a deal coming through here.
I am trying to purchase a security, and you're in here putting a ring on my finger. What's that all about?
Hey, look at this ring. I'm supposed to wear this ring?
Oh.
Where did you get this ring?
This is a nice ring, Rob, but you should see the girl down in cubicle 44. You should see what she has on her finger.
Now, listen. I always had a dream. When I would be proposed to, we would be at Shea Stadium, and I would look up on the scoreboard, and it would say, Jennifer, will you marry me?
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for calling that awful radio show that we always listen to, because you want to listen to it in the car. And we're not going to my parents' house. I wanted to go out to dinner. And I'm trying to purchase the security here. Hello. All right.
Yes, I'll marry you.
I'm nervous.
I'm trying to purchase the security.
I'm right in the middle of a very important business deal. All right, Rob, put the finger ring on the finger. Thank you very much.
There you go.
I'll
always see it coming.
I knew it was coming. That's what she's probably saying,
right?
I knew you were going to do that.
You know, we just had two beautiful moments in a row. We virtually paid for Wendell Hall to have a good time on a date.
That was beautiful.
And we had a beautiful wedding proposal.
I saw it coming. I know you're all happy thinking you surprised me. You didn't. Hold on, Rob.
Yes. 400 shares, please.
So, anyway, I saw it coming.
I am not wearing my ring backwards tonight when I see Mom and Dad.
All right, I'll marry you. I'll marry you just so we can get the apartment.
I don't want them to hear this on the radio tonight.
I'm trying to purchase a security.
Clear them out, Lisa.
Come on.
Clear them out. Call 100 time. It's the secret sound worth $500.
Yeah, I love you, too.
And we've got it right now. If you are the 100 first to call in, good luck. Phone number 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
For Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Marge, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your life. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
Come on over.
No empty-headed ball busters allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't see where you get all these ratings in. And this time, Buzz, we have to thank the members of your hometown, Wichita, Kansas.
Hey, Wichita.
Number one again in Wichita.
All right. Wonderful.
2554, men and women.
Fantastic. Let me see.
Number one of the 9.3 share.
Yeah, way to go, Wichita.
So, we take a nice big crap on KRBB, KKRD, KKSN, and KFXJ.
Good.
They're all FM stations. We're on crabby little KFH.
Oh, no. We're doing well.
2554 adults. And in men, we're doing even better. Men 25 to 54. We're number one with a 15.1 share.
A salute to Wichita, Kansas.
There it is.
That's great.
That's your salute.
Very good.
Thank you. We do appreciate those great ratings. And thank you for listening every day in Wichita on KFH.
That's good news.
Hello. Turn your radio down for the love of Christ. You can't get the skybox.
Okay.
Please, you give me a headache today. What's your name?
James.
James.
Yeah.
I think we have another brain surgeon on the line.
Very good. I feel good. I have this good feeling about that. I really, no, I don't anymore.
That's all right, James. Listen, you've won the WWF prize pack.
Just trying to be positive.
Oh, cool.
See your favorite WWF superstars. Turn up the heat. WWF SummerSlam live on pay-per-view Sunday night. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Yeah, let me hear that secret sound.
All right.
He's confident, Don.
I'm feeling like it.
Yeah. Playing for you now. Give you 15 seconds to think about a common everyday sound. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
Robert Goulet.
Are you ready?
Go.
And you know what? Being as this is the last day before vacation,
mm-hmm.
do you want a giant hint?
Uh-huh, I do.
Yeah, please.
Sure.
Bathroom.
Oh.
Again?
Yeah. Where most of our sounds come from.
Oh, man. In my house, that's true.
Bathroom. Good luck and Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
That's it. Bathroom. I offered that up way early. I mean, we've only been running this sound about a week. Bathroom. Gosh, it seems so easy when you have the answer.
Have the
cards are in my favor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
$500. What's the sound?
$500. Is it the sound of the cap closing on a toilet bowl?
The cap closing on
trap.
The trap.
Oh, the trap. No. No, it's not. Thank you. I don't know what he's talking about either.
Okay, I was wondering, what is the trap on the toilet
But he was confident.
Yeah,
I was trying, man. I'm trying. I'm here at work. I listen to you guys all day long at work.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, I don't care what my boss says. I'll get fired if I listen to you guys at work.
I won't be coming out of the bathroom because I'm caught in the trap on top of the toilet bowl.
I want to tell you, that is a tactic that I have used through a lot of my life, just acting confident.
Oh, it works. Mm-hmm.
That's enough to get you through all kinds of bad situations when you really don't know what the hell you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have one last survivor story. I'm not sure if this is going to pan out or not. We got a copy of the newspaper from Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Where Sue is from.
Sue says tapioca and crap and has that flat A sound.
If I saw you on the road and you were dying of thirst,
I'd leave you for the vultures.
I wouldn't give you no water, and I'd leave you for the vultures. I'm voting for Rich.
Baby got back.
We have what we believe is her mom and dad's phone number.
Oh, very exciting.
Because they have an article here. As you can see, her mom is a beautiful woman.
Yes, very lovely.
Like an article with, yeah, looks like her husband.
Right.
An article with the mom and Susan's brother.
Okay.
And their reaction when Sue got voted off the aisle.
Ooh, well, that's a weird reaction.
No, they're screaming. It looks like she's smiling, but they're not happy.
She's not. She's angry.
Right, she's mad.
So, yeah, maybe we can get some good stuff on the way they feel about Kelly.
I'm sure.
Kelly and I. Hello, Kelly.
Now, of course, we've not set up this phone call, no. So who knows if it's going to go bad. I don't think anybody's researched this, though. Oh, obviously somebody has.
Yeah.
Somebody has beaten us to the punch.
Well, that's a shame.
Okay, well, that's why God invented emergency breakthroughs.
Enter the number you wish to call. Area code first.
We're doing a very important radio show here, Buzz.
That's right. Zero now, or...
Peter Dow. 1010.
Please hold for operator assistance.
Hold on.
All right, we're dialing a new special number here.
Uh-huh. 10.
I'll tell you, from that picture in the newspaper, though, I can tell where she gets her looks from.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy.
A lady.
All right, I say it's Jeff Probst. Jeff Probst. What's the guy's name? Is it
Probst?
That's
right.
To place a call, please dial the number that you are calling. For 00 info,
you have Mark Burnett. He's the producer creator of the show.
Mark Burnett,
the producer of operator assistance.
Andy has an outrageous accent.
Andy, how may I help you?
Yes, hi. Hold on, please. The number is... Mike, I'm going to give her the number, so talk, please.
We are going to try to get through, break through, to talk to the mother, mm-hmm. maybe the brother, right. The lady on Survivor, Sue, who was voted off and very angry at Kelly last night.
My name is Mark Burnett. I am the producer of the TV show Survivor.
Once we get through, we will tell them, we are not Mark Burnett. We are Don and Mike, and we just want to talk.
Because we're just goofy crazy about this show. We're just crazy for it, like everybody else. Like over 40 million people in America last night.
Over 50 million.
Fueron decided to road, and you were dying of thirst. I wouldn't give you a drink.
You know, the one thing I wanted when I got off the island was a nice big bowl of tapioca pudding. Because you're... crap.
You're just... She probably didn't say that, but we were hoping she... You're just a pile of crap.
Crap.
You're crappy. You're a crappy person.
And I'm voting for Rich.
I hope he come. I'd like him to come out back to my house.
Well, no one's speaking on the line. The line has been busy. Could you tell me if it's off the hook?
an emergency. My name is Mark Burnett.
Marin Spelling.
Okay, listen, please.
You want to try the number again just to see?
Try it again. She says that there's nobody on the line.
Nobody on the line at all, so that means it'll ring.
Maybe it's off the hook.
Yeah. That's what this show is. Off the hook.
It's our new slogan. The Don and Mike Show. It is off the hook.
Off the hook.
You've heard of Off the Muscle. The show is off the hook.
If it's busy again, they just got it off the hook.
All right, let's see.
Hey. Huh?
Wow. All right. Who knows? Here we go.
We're sorry. Your call did not.
Well, it's...
Now it's down to operator error.
Let me very carefully.
This is the good one.
Pesky
phones. Stupid phones.
There we go.
We're going to speak to Susan's mother.
Here we go.
The Donna Mike Show. It's off the hook.
Hello. I wouldn't talk to you.
You're crazy.
If you were drowning.
Now it's busy. No.
And I had a life preserver.
No.
Because you're crap.
Do you think they just left it off the hook and it's lying on the sofa?
Mm-hmm.
Susan, everybody's calling us now.
Would you like a Maryland crab cake?
Susan, that girl Kelly, she looked like crap.
She looked like crap, and I'm pretty sure they set a trap for you.
Now I'm going to go take a nap. I'll be back in a snap.
My energy is sapped. It's totally sapped.
Hey, want to go to the polar cap?
You know what kind of music I'm not real fond of?
What? Rap.
Don't like that rap.
Did you touch me? Don't give me a tap.
I can do this easy. It's a snap.
I'm not a dummy. I'm no sap.
Oh, do we already say nap?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that one already.
Hey, you don't have to tell me where to go. I don't need a map.
Oh, my daughter's back home. Come over here and sit in my lap.
Oh, give me the funny paper. I love Andy Cap.
I love maple syrup. They make it out of sap. Who's your favorite player on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Warren Sapp.
Well, and now they're not answering. So...
Oh, dear. It's always good to maintain good OBGYN health. That's why I'm going in for my pap smear.
All right. We got it. We got the number. They're not answering.
Okay.
We'll file it away. Put it in our file.
Yeah, it's something we can go back to.
Another day, another show.
Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Don and Mike? I called you yesterday.
Yes?
About all the naked-ass white people on the beach.
Yeah, you were bitter.
Yeah, and the most naked white person won last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's all a conspiracy. It's all the conspiracy by the white devil.
Exactly. I should let you know, I picked Jervis.
I'm glad. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my brother.
I picked the white naked guy.
Mm-hmm. And you did a victory dance when he won.
I did. I was happy. I was surprised.
It had nothing to do with the black-white issue. It was just he's the guy you thought was going to win.
I picked Richard, right.
He looked like a bag of... tapioca pudding on the
beach. That's tapioca.
Tapioca.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
See you later, Don, Mike.
Thank you for checking in.
Bye-bye.
He's very angry. Every time that guy calls us, that dude is angry.
He's angry because he wanted Jervis to win. He didn't want all those naked white people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, I was just wondering, are you guys still into that Battle of the Bots?
Battle Bots? Are you going to tell us it's on Comedy Central?
No. I was just asking. Listen, earlier in the show, I didn't know if you guys... still watch it, or...
No, I believe I've defused this call.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, you actually cut the blue wire, and this was going to explode. you knocked it off.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, don't forget about the clap.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Don't forget about the flap over the trap, neither.
I like that one, though. Sue's not feeling good. She's on that island. She got the clap.
The clap.
The clap.
Oh, I'm so mad at her. She needs a nice little slap.
Okay, time out. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Every show, including this one, involves a vast army of professionals working backstage without whom nothing would ever get on the air. Gregory, good luck.
All right.
patron saints of jizz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now listen, I know I told you throughout the show that we're done with the Survivor stuff.
Right.
We got one more Survivor-related thing to get to today, and since we won't be here tomorrow,
right,
going to be off for about a week, let's get to a Friday favorite today. Jeff Hardy and the host of the Survivor Town Hall meeting last night. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, without the stick up his ass, Bryant Gumbel.
Oh, good to see you, Donald. Good to see you.
Hi, Bryant.
Oh, good luck to you.
Welcome back.
How are you?
Thank you.
Good to see all of you. The last time we were here was a short time ago.
You limped through that show last night.
Well, I'm a limper, and we got it done, and it wasn't something I chose to do. They asked me, they implored me. They said, Bryant, we'd love to help you help out. We'd have you help out, and if you could do a job, we'd appreciate it. I'm a company guy, and I decided that I'd go and do it. So they came to me and said, do you know The Survivor? I said, no, I've never seen it. So I watched the videotapes, and then we all sat down, and we talked. And it was a good talk. It was a good chat. We got into the heads of people. Mm-hmm. That's what I do, and I like the town hall format. I was wondering,
yes,
is there a chance that we could do the town hall format on your show today, Don?
Oh, like Donald? You did last night on Survivor?
Donald, good luck to you.
Sure.
Is there a chance that we could interview some of your staff?
Sure.
I prepared some notes.
Are you going to do this like you did last night on the Survivor show?
We could gather the chairs around. We could bring everybody in.
Okay.
And they can come in separately or one at a time. It doesn't matter to me. I'd like to speak to everybody, but we've got a lot of people here on the show that I'd like to, I know that they're part of your life and they're part of everybody that listens life, and we'd like to chat with them and find out exactly what that's like.
Have you prepared for this as much as you prepared for the Survivor show last night?
I've been given some notes on each member of your staff, and I've compiled some interview questions.
All right,
so I'd like to talk, first of all, could we bring in Charles Broyhill?
Sure.
One question for each staff member.
Okay.
That's all we have.
And that's much like it was last night on Survivor. You had one basic question, and then the person would elaborate and go from there.
That's right, Donald. Thanks for having me on the show. It's great to be here. And please watch the early show. We're CBS Brothers.
Nobody watches that show, you know.
Pardon me?
Nobody watches that show.
Well, that's why every time I see staff members in the hallway, I say, good luck. Good luck to you. How you doing? Brian Gumbel. Yeah. How are you?
You're getting fatter, aren't you? Anybody notice that last night on the Survivor show? You're getting real puffy?
I'm really, let's talk to Rob Spiewak while we're waiting for Charlie, because, you know, I spend my life waiting for Charlie, and as a matter of fact, we might bank him all together. Rob Spiewak, have a seat. Pull up a chair.
Back to town?
Good to see you.
BG, my man, how are you?
Rob Spiewak, right here.
BG.
Trivia whiz. Compulsive dieter.
No, not compulsive.
Neat Nick. Large head. Rob is soon to have a baby. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Rob. With a child on the way and greater responsibilities,
yes,
it's a given that you're going to have more to do with your life.
That's true.
Rob, your critics want to know, why do you still continue to memorize useless facts and watch Little House on the Prairie?
My
could
critics.
You answer that for me?
Who are my critics?
Rob, your critics have said that you watch too much television and you memorize useless facts. Could you answer the question, please?
This is what I do, Bryant. I mean, I don't ask why you sit around and be pompous or puffy. I mean, it's just what we do. Everyone's given a lot in life, and I know facts. That's what I do.
Thanks for the answer. Good luck to you, Rob.
Good luck to you,
Thanks
Bryant.
Thanks a lot. Can we bring in Lisa Fluffernutter, please?
Lisa
Fluffernutter, could you come in here, please? Thanks for the answer, Rob. Good luck to you.
Now, have you done research on Lisa also?
I've got my notes for my staff. I don't do any of my own research. I play golf.
She's
That's
lovely.
What I do. Is she coming in here right now?
Yeah.
Very good. Terrific. Buzz.
Yes.
How are you? How's
Hi,
the news?
Brian. I'm well.
Good
I'm
to see you.
News is good.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
That's great. Donald, I love the shirt. NFL. You know, I used to do sports.
I know you did. Now,
here's to the NFL.
Now, your brother...
Real Sports on HBO. That's my show also. Mm-hmm. I hope you watch it.
Your brother who does sports is actually higher up the CBS food chain than you are.
Yes, that's great, Gumbel, but it's not really higher up. I'm still the major star. Lisa, have a seat. Good luck to you. Have a seat.
Thanks,
nice
sir.
To see you.
Nice
this
to
is
see
wonderful.
You.
Lisa Fluffernutter.
Yes, sir.
The newest member of the Survivor crew, right here on the Donna Mike Show. Young, pretty, loose. Lisa?
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
How much sex is too much sex?
How much sex is too much sex?
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I find it hard to believe that any amount of sex can be too much sex. Or,
oh, really?
Usually never enough
sex.
That's
interesting. Oh, wonderful.
About 7 to 8 times a day is ideal.
Really? Okay, we're running out of time. Thanks a lot, Lisa, and good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, go back to the phones. That's Lisa. She answers phones on the Donna Mike Show, and she does a good job.
Yes.
And we're real happy to have her here. Okay, Wendell Hall, see you around. Can we get Wendell Hall in here? And where's Charlie Broyhill? I'm summoning these people, and they're not coming into the studio.
I don't know.
Charles Broyhill, why don't you... I'm communicative.
Give me the list of who you need in here.
I need Charlie Broyhill, Wendell Hall,
And if Tim McWilliams is around, I need him too. But I've just got a statement on him. Let's go right to Buzz Burbank.
Okay.
Oh, there's Charlie Broyhill. Great.
Oh, good.
Thanks so much for keeping me waiting. All right. Charlie Broyhill.
Yeah.
Quiet. Uncommunicative.
Right.
And he's going for his trousers. And
yeah.
He's going to moon me.
Oh, good.
He's going to show me his ass.
What's the question?
It's so difficult. There we go.
Can't moon Brian.
Charles Broyhill. Good to see you, Charlie. Producer of the Donna Mike Show.
Get to the point.
A guy that's in here right now. He's quiet, uncommunicative, borderline autistic. Charlie, does your inability to speak stem from a severe brain disorder? Or is your monosyllabic grunting just a pathetic strategy for getting laid? Huh?
I like the latter.
The latter. Thanks a lot. Good luck to you. Take care.
I like the borderline autistic.
Okay, we're getting right down to the wire here. Buzz Burbank.
Yes, Brian.
I just saw Tim walk by the window. If Tim McWilliams is within the sound of my voice.
It'd be great.
Super salesman. Tim McWilliams. Here comes Wendell Hall. Wendell.
Engineer Wendell Hall.
Have a seat. Got a few questions for you. Brian Gumbel from CBS.
How do you
The Early
people?
Show, Real Sports. Good to see you, Donald.
How are you, sir?
Things are going well, I think. Wendell, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Wendell Hall, Patriot gun owner.
Yes.
Celibate.
Mm-hmm.
Some have called him a ticking time bomb. Wendell, has the lack of intercourse resulted in erratic bursts of aggression, storming out of rooms, squealing your tires? These things frighten people and they frighten me. Wendell, are you sending out a desperate warning signal before the bloodshed?
No!
All right, thank you very much. Thanks, good to see you. Tim McWilliams, hi, good luck. Super salesman.
You're meeting all of our survivors here.
Right, good to see you.
Tim McWilliams, the super salesman, aggressive to the point of threatening, confused, aging rapidly.
Oh!
Donna Mike's number one salesperson, a man who is as complex as his many hairstyles, and many believe that he has a dark side. We can't identify Tim's demons, but Tim, I'd like you to say, do you hear voices? Is there a chance that you hear voices, Tim?
I hear voices from all sides.
You do?
Yes.
So the voices are really in your head right now? Are the voices talking to you right now?
The voices are, they're coming from your cubicle.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Okay, nice tie, Tim.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show.
I thought you'd like it.
Good to see you. Very good. Good luck to you. Buzz Burbank.
Yes, Brian.
The elder statesman.
Thank you, sir.
He's covered it all, from World War II to every president since Hoover.
That's true.
Buzz?
Yes, Brian.
Now that the end is near, and we reflect upon a wonderfully distinguished career,
uh-huh.
Do you have a legacy for the younger journalists in their 40s? And how often do you think about dying?
Well, I think about dying constantly, Brian. But I would just tell the young journalists starting out to just be honest and be true to themselves.
With retirement age approaching, mm-hmm. What do you plan to do in your declining years?
I thought I'd sit in a tree, cut the soles off my shoes, and learn to play the flute.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thanks so much, Buzz.
You bet.
I appreciate you. Don Geronimo.
Uh-huh.
Alpha male football fanatic, worm eater fart lover. Don?
Yes?
You're on record as saying Richard was your favorite survivor. Is that right?
Yes.
That's interesting. Were you attracted to his ruthless manipulation, or is your love of him a clear sign that you want to have an intimate relationship with a man with a beard?
Yes.
So you think you're getting in touch with your gay side?
Yes.
Donald, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we now reflect on the show. We must make mention of the bit players. Players like Big Gun Jim. Slow-moving, lethargic, but extremely lucky. His ability to be in the right place at the right time is not a result of calculation, but rather his penchant for sluggishness. And has earned him the position of program director. His colleagues are astonished at his career advancement, and frankly, so is Jimmy. As the drool rolls down his chin, he is a man satisfied with his station in life. Charles Stossel. God and Mike's tragic figure struggles daily with his inability to accept his own homosexuality. His many failures with women are not a result of bad chemistry or not being able to find the perfect woman. They are telling Charlie that he refuses to see the fact that he should be looking for the perfect man to share his life and his bed. Well, that just about does it. I think I've analyzed everybody on the show.
Well, Brian, there you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's one that I left out.
What did you forget?
Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah. What about Mike?
Mike O'Mara, partner of Don. Sometimes referred to as Liver Boy, tolerated by the others on the show because they know what Mike doesn't, that he is indeed dying. Unbeknownst to Mike, several terminal diseases now ravage his already weakened body. There is no medical miracle for Mike, only the comfort of his surroundings and blissful ignorance of his failing body. Years of neglect have left Mike unsure of his bladder and bowels and in and out of the hospital.
Oh.
He thinks he's fine. But he's a dead man.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's about it. It's so good to be with all of you. And
we've
got lots of fun coming
up. Your research wasn't canny. Mike is near death.
Yeah.
I'm a queer.
That's true.
Buzz is going to be retiring soon.
Yes,
right?
An old man. Yes, an old man. Declining your distinguished career.
Charles Broyhill, borderline autistic.
Borderline autistic, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Rob Spiewak, still watching Little House on the Prairie. Rob!
good luck to you.
Okay, we will take the first two calls right now.
Great to be with all of you.
To play the low-budget Jeff Hardy game with Brian Gumbel.
I'm very fat.
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Did you get that one, Brian? That one was for you.
Thank you very much, Donald, and good luck to you.
I appreciate it.
You'll play it again.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
That's funny and humorous. That's why the show moves at a blistering pace that everybody's listening to. That's why you're number one.
Pardon my French.
Hello?
But you're an asshole.
Thank you very much. Brian says thank you. Brian says hey.
Hey.
That's right. Thank you very much, Donald, and good luck. That's great. Are we all having a good time?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the idea, isn't it?
Brian, at CBS.
I can laugh.
I want to ask you about a guy at CBS. I'm going to refer to him as Mr. K.
Mr. K.
The big man.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Have you had any conversations with him?
I have indeed.
About the failure of the early show to advance on the Today Show and Good Morning America.
Well, Donald, you know that I can't talk about names. I'm not allowed to, but I can give you a little synopsis of a conversation we had earlier in the week.
Okay.
I walked into his office. He called me in. We sat down. We exchanged pleasantries. And then he looked at me and said, what haven't I done for you? And get the goddamn ratings up. I said, I'll do it. He said, and I heard you didn't want to do the Survivor thing. I said, that's true. It's not newsworthy. He said, get in there and do it, or you're out. Your ass is out. And I said, Mr. K, you got it. I'm a realist, Don, and I'm a self-preservationist.
That's great.
And that's why I did it, for Survivor.
Okay, gotcha.
Thanks a lot, Don. Thanks for the question. Good luck to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
I'll be at the retirement party.
I'll see you there.
Very good.
Brian, let's play low-budget Jeff Hardy. Now, have you done any research on these contestants that are coming into play?
I have indeed. Let's bring them in right now. First of all, our challenger. This individual is from Reston, Virginia.
Hello.
A planned community. He's the phone man, and people don't realize that, indeed, he sometimes spends his own off hours listening to other people's phone conversations.
All the time.
Let's welcome Mr. Don Brown.
Hey.
Hello, Don Brown.
Mr. Combo, Lord Quizmaster. How's everybody today?
I'm quite well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's
good to hear.
I must say that I'm a little uncomfortable with your affability.
Can you say that on the air?
Yes, could you dial it down a notch, Don?
Sure.
Just a little bit. All right, thanks, and good luck to you.
Yeah.
Now entering the studio is the returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, the one-day winning total for this lovely lady.
I'd like to look at the new lady.
She's not naked, as far as I know. $35 is the total. She's an instructional assistant from Lodi, California, a great place, and she likes nude surfing. Let's say hi to Jennifer Mingy. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hey, Jeffer, being our returning low-budget Jeff Hardy champion, can you tell us how it's changed your life?
Well, I can't afford groceries because I'm waiting for my check still.
That's
my kids are starving.
Very good. Jennifer. Jennifer.
Yes?
Good luck. I'm now entering the studio as the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. He's a man who likes his game shows, he likes his worms, and he really, really likes Richie. Remember, Don and Jennifer, don't screw without you. And please welcome Mark Quizmaster, Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
Thank you, and Brian,
yeah,
good luck to you.
Good luck to you, Don. Always.
Jennifer, Don, here are the rules. Don't forget, answer the form of the question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on ties. Who am I, Mr. Guy? Call me Alex, unless you're playing the game. Then it's Alex Kuhler, Quizmaster, and always call him the very obnoxious Brian Gumbel.
Please watch the early show. I really would appreciate it.
And here are your categories, kids. They are...
Well, let's go.
Survivor.
Survivor, very hot show. Some winners for our ratings.
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive, I really don't care.
Name that astrological sign.
I'm very good at that. I did that when I was trying to pick up chicks when I was married.
New movies.
New movies are fine, too.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals always good to educate the young people of our country.
I'll give it to you one more time, kids. They are...
All right, Donald.
Survivor.
Capital.
Dead or Alive.
From on.
Name that astrological sign.
Love you all.
New movies.
I don't have any balls.
States and capitals.
I'm a woman.
Jennifer, you are a girl. We do like girls better than boys. We will start with you.
Okay, how about states and capitals for one?
Beautiful. Honey, it is the capital of the great state of Maryland.
What is...
All the way out in Lodi, California, she didn't know the state of Maryland. Now we're going to go to Don. And Don, your chance to steal.
I will answer, what is Annapolis?
That's correct.
$1 for Don Brown.
Out there.
Don's rolling right now. And Don, good luck to you. Select again, please.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to go states and capitals for two.
It is the capital of the great state of Wisconsin.
She
Don. Sorry, Don. Don't screw with LQ. A little short on the trigger there. Jennifer, good luck.
What is... Madison.
Oh, she pulled that one out of her ass.
Oh, she's got $2. You're on the board and running. Jennifer Knight, we need you to select again, please. Come on.
Okay, for three.
Come on.
Wyoming.
What is Cheyenne?
Cheyenne is right.
$3, she's smoking right now. She's got the second two, and now it's go, go, go.
Hey, Brian, yes, before we play any more...
Far away, Lord Quizmaster, right here.
You had all of that research on us where you think I'm a fag, and you think Buzz is old, and
I
you think
that... I just thought that you had an unusually good lust for Richard, and then I put it out.
You think that Mike's going to die, and you think that...
I know he's going to
die. Brian Hill is autistic.
Yes.
If you were to do one of those exposés about yourself, Bryant Gumbel...
Yes.
Give me some of that off the top of your head.
Bryant Gumbel.
And be as critical of yourself as you were of us.
Bryant Gumbel, stoic, argumentative, perfectionist, obese. He's a guy that tries very, very hard to get along with as many people, but he has difficulty due to the fact that he insists that everyone he comes in contact with is slightly less intelligent than he is. Therefore, conflicts arise in his day-to-day life, and he turns people off. That's Bryant Gumbel. I can live with that. Can you? If I can, you can, good luck. Good luck to everybody.
Okay.
But I'm still on the TV. That's the important thing. That's all I care about, being on the TV and doing interviews on Real Sports and The Early Show. Shane Clayson. Deadwood. Brian's smarter. Everyone's been smarter. I was always smarter. I was smarter than Katie. I was smarter than Jane. I was smarter than Willard. I was smarter than all of them. They should realize that. And I'm smarter than Letterman and Leno. And if I know that, you should know that. Good luck to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, Jennifer,
you're in control. You need to select another category.
Okay, how about dead or alive for one?
Oh, excellent. Good luck.
Dead or alive.
Good luck. Good
Here
luck.
You go.
Good luck.
Rosemarie from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
What is alive?
Yes, barely, but she is alive.
Oh, she's very much alive and looking prettier than ever. All right, Jennifer, go
ahead.
Oh, again.
And you know what? Also featured in that movie that we're watching all the time on cable now, Lost and Found.
Lost and Found, yes, but they're playing strip poker.
Yeah, right.
She's got lovely arms.
God damn.
Beautiful, beautiful arms.
She's as puffy as you are, Brian.
Yes, I'm very puffy and proud of it. Good luck. All right, Jennifer, select again. Please.
Dead or alive for two.
Ellen Hale, Gilligan's Island.
What is dead?
Right.
$2 for you, Jennifer. You're smoking now. You're Dustin Don.
For three.
Nana. You know. Nana. 99 red loof balloons.
What is alive?
Yes.
$3 for you, alive. Jennifer. You've run the category. Good luck. Time to move on. Let's go on.
Jennifer, go again, please.
Okay, how about new movies?
New movies. Okay, should be very easy for you. Stars, Jennifer Lopez.
What is...
Tom, your chance to steal.
All righty. How about what is the cell?
That's correct.
All righty. All right, Don, you're $1, and now it's time to select again. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks, VOBG. How about movies for two?
Stars Steve Harvey.
Jennifer, chance to steal here. Come on.
I have no idea.
I don't. Can I do it?
Bryant, yes.
It's a tour that I was asked to go on, the Kings of Comedy. It was going to be me and those fellas. All making people laugh, which is what we love to do.
You and your homies?
Yes, it would have been an interesting dichotomy based on the fact that I am totally humorless. Fantastic. All right, Don, you're in control.
Okay, thank you. Lord Quizmaster, I'll take movies for three.
Stars Burt Reynolds, opens Tamari.
What is the crew?
Right.
$3 for you, Don, and My Kind of Flick. All the way. Looking forward to it.
You're
all right, Don. You have My Kind of Flick.
Yeah.
Very good. Select again, Don.
Remember that, my friend Flicka. How about let's go to the Survivor?
Is he screwing with LQ with that little comment there?
He's getting close.
He's getting close.
No, I would never screw with LQ.
Well, then, no, that is not to be taken like you were screwing with me. It's just you talk too much.
Sorry, I won't talk anymore.
Just answer the questions.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We require on the Donna Mike Show, and specifically Love Edge of Jeopardy, our contestants to have a certain amount of decorum that everybody adheres to.
I mean, don't take it literally, the don't screw with LQ. That's just, you know, that's like a house rule.
We certainly don't want you to be offended, Don Brown.
No.
We do want you to pay by... Oh, you're talking again. There you are, flapping your gums, which you like to do, Don. We don't want you to be offended, but we do want you to play by the rules like everybody else.
Okay, gentlemen.
Fantastic.
All right, go again, please, Don.
What are we doing here? Survivor for one.
He's a little flustered. We hope we can settle him down.
He was... Would it make you feel better if we took away 50 cents?
No, I don't have 50 cents.
Oh, I'm sorry, you talked again.
Take away 50 cents.
50 cents. That knocks you down to $4.50, Don.
Oh, no, Don.
$4.50.
And, Brian, when we say it on this show, we say it like Chris Rock.
$4.50. I don't understand the way he talks.
$4.50.
Chris Rock, I don't understand. $4.50. Oh, I don't like that.
Is there anything I can do to make it up?
I really don't like that.
Take away another 50.
That's down to $4 for you. Do you want to keep going, Don? There you go.
Okay,
silence.
Here we go.
Silence is golden.
You want Survivor? Is that your category?
Yes, sir.
Survivor. He was the big winner on Survivor.
Who is Rich?
Right.
$1 for you, Don. Select again, please.
Big Dick Hatch.
For two.
He is already signed to do a beer commercial.
Who is Sean?
Shut up, her chance to steal.
Who is Jervis?
No, it's Rudy.
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 A beer commercial.
Rudy, buddy.
Oh, good luck to him. Don.
Great. We'll run the category out there for three. How about that?
He was the first man voted off the island.
Who is BB?
BB is correct.
$3 for you, Don. You can select another category now and do it.
All righty. Well, my girlfriend would kill me if I got any of these wrong. So let's go for astrological names.
Take away.
Category for one.
Take away just 25 cents.
Okay. We're taking away. You've got $7.75 now. $7.75 for the girlfriend comment.
Okay.
Name that astrological sign.
Name that astrological sign for one, please, Lord Quizmaster.
January 20th.
Pardon me, can you repeat the question?
I'm sorry, Jennifer, you get the question now because Don Brown, as usual, was talking.
What is Capricorn?
No, sweetie, it's Aquarius.
Oh.
All right, it's time to give control of the game back to the chatterbox. All right, Don.
Okay, I'll take that category again for two, please.
Today's date, August 24th.
August 24th would be...
I'm sorry. Too much time there, Don Brown. Jennifer, your chance to steal.
What is Virgo?
Virgo's correct.
$2 for you, Jennifer. And oh, I'm sorry. We heard some talking.
Take away 75 cents.
All right, that knocks you down to $7. Okay.
Keep going like this. I'm going to owe you money.
Take away 50 more cents.
All right, that's 650. You got 650 now. He's a funny guy. All right, Jennifer, you're in control.
For three?
You got it. June 18th.
What is Gemini?
No.
Don, your chance to steal.
What is Cancer?
Would you look it up in the newspaper or something?
No!
Okay.
Sorry, it brings you up to 950 there, Don. And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Now, Brian, who's in the lead? Who has what as we go to final Low Budget Jeopardy?
All in all, a hard-fought game. Lots of contestants battling it out. What the hell was that?
What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. My son just came in. He's crying.
Oh.
We all got frightened. Were we all frightened? Yeah. For a second there, we were all at the Bates Motel. All right. Jennifer has $13. Don has $9.50.
$9.50. All right. Hold on. Go watch your kids. We'll be right back.
Tell them why.
And as we go to break...
My son wants to tell you why he's crying. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Yeah. What's your son's name?
His name is Alex.
Alex.
Put him on Alex.
Put him on the line.
They want to talk to him.
Alex, why are you crying, Alex?
I hit my eye in the freezer.
Alex, how are you? Brian Gumbel here.
You are not good with kids. Let me handle it.
Oh, I'm wonderful with children.
No, you scare children.
Life's not fair. You'll hit your eye a lot of times more and deal with it. You want to try?
You're an a-hole. Listen, kid, how's your eye?
Good.
How did you hurt your eye, son?
Fell in the freezer.
Okay.
Should be staying away from the freezer. Freezers are for adults, not for children.
Oh, Brian.
You know, in that regard,
yeah.
You probably line up with Buzz on an issue. How do you feel about baby strollers?
Yeah. Oh, my God, I hate them in airports.
Yeah, good for you.
I hate them in airports, restaurants, anywhere where I'm trying to get around. Please keep the strollers away.
Right.
If you're going to have children, why do you need to bring the machine with you?
Good man.
I hope your eye is better, son. Okay?
He said okay.
All right, ask your mommy to give you a love. Hold on a second, please.
Okay. The child is mucking up the show.
We'll be back with final Jeopardy back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Enjoy their show, Mr. Donna Beach. It's Don and Mike.
Listen, a couple things we got to clear up here before we move on with the game, Brian.
Clear away, Don.
First order of business.
Uh-huh.
We got to give Jennifer $3 more.
$3 more?
I F that up. That June 18th is actually Gemini.
Okay.
That
Cancer doesn't start for 3 days after that.
That brings her total to $16, a very commanding lead over Don Brown.
And the other thing that I want to mention before we finish up Jeopardy is that we've totally forgotten about the fact that we have the Dewey Beach Homo Joe Ice House, which is going to be open from Friday, September 1st.
With Little Joe.
Through Friday, September 8th. This was, you know, the deal that we came up with before Big Brother, before Real World, before Survivor.
Original idea.
Where we have real people living together under the scrutiny of Little Joe DiCaprio.
And their lives are an open book.
And we still have four spots open, two guys and two gals.
Good.
If you want to live at the beach for a week, and the timing is perfect because it's including the Labor Day weekend.
Oh, what an interesting sociological study.
So we need two girls, and as soon as two girls call, we'll get two guys.
Are they hot?
Phone number, well, they should be hot.
Oh, there you go.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Do you think Stossel would go?
Charlie Stossel?
They just wrote me a message on the screen that said, do you want to send Charlie Stossel?
Charlie Stossel. Donna Mike's tragic figure struggles daily with his inability to accept his own homosexuality. His many failures with women are not a result of bad chemistry or not being able to find the perfect woman. They're telling Charlie what he refuses to see. But he, in fact, should be looking for the perfect man to share his life and his bed.
Yeah, we should send Charlie Stossel if he wants to go.
Sure.
But still, two other girls and two other guys.
To go to the beach house.
And before we get the guys, we've got to get two more girls, so everything is all even, Steven, so there's an even number of girls and guys in the house.
Oh, the women are lucky today. A date with Wendell Hall and a trip to the beach house. Good luck.
So if you want to participate in the beach house, call us now at 877-365-3636.
Uh-huh.
And we have Don and Jennifer. Jennifer, sorry I screwed you out of that money. You got your $3 back.
Oh, thank you.
Now we will play Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Final LBJ.
And here is your category, kids.
I'm very excited.
One last Survivor question.
Ooh, there you go. Thanks a lot for tying it into the CBS Family, Bob.
And here's the answer.
No.
It's the last name of Final Four contestant Susan.
Ooh.
The last name of Final Four contestant Susan.
Well, put your thinking caps on.
Jennifer and Don, don't forget to answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Gumball Diet. That's right. The same foods that I eat can help you get the body you want. And the best news is, you don't have to give up some of these wonderful foods, like pasta, fried foods, gooey desserts, or beef gravy. And you can eat all you want, plateful after plateful after plateful. But only after 10 p.m., and you must lie down for at least 30 minutes after every big meal. And remember, don't quit. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Don't quit.
It's game time now on Big Game with cash for you and me.
Who do we want to talk to first here, Brian?
Low man on the totem pole and a chatty Kathy, Don Brown.
Don Brown.
Don Brown.
Don Brown.
Don Brown.
Don Brown.
The last name of Final Four contestant, Susan.
What is Hawk?
That's correct.
Who doubled your score? Your 950 doubles itself to $19. Congratulations, Don.
Thank you, sir.
Jennifer, if you have the right answer, you're the winner.
I say who is, what is Connor?
Connor.
Some tragic news on Low Budget Jeopardy.
We sure do.
That means that Don Brown is our Low Budget Jeopardy champion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Sweet Jesus. What are we going to do?
That means he's coming back again.
Lose his address.
Well, Jennifer, parting is such sweet sorrow. Don't go away mad. Please just go away. You do get to keep the money you've won. And Don, Brian Gumbel will tell you about your wad of cash. Here now is the surly Brian Gumbel.
All right, Don Brown. It pains me to say, you double your score to $19. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $44 for you. Don Brown, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you so much.
And Jennifer, you don't walk away empty-handed. You leave with $35, which you earned. And here are some lovely prizes. Are you there with me, Jennifer?
Yes, I am.
You've won a Let me start again. You've won a WWF prize pack. The only favorite WWF soldier stars. W is hard for me to say, as Brian Gumbel. Turn up the heat. At WWF SummerSlam, live on pay-per-view on Sunday, August 27th. Call Comcast for your Cox cable now to order. That sound good to you, Jennifer?
Yes, my son Alex would love it.
Fantastic, but wait.
There is more. Keep that kid away from the freezer.
Wrestling for the kid, and now something for mommy. You bought a Sex in the City prize pack.
Oh, yay!
Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV. Sex in the City. this Sunday, 9 p.m., 8 Central. Only on HBO. How's that sound for you, Jennifer?
That's a show that people actually watch.
That's a good show.
I love that show. Thank you.
I support HBO. I'm on HBO, a real sports
bar. Do you remember that feeling, what it feels like to do a show that people actually watch?
That's cruel. I'll accept it. It's a barb. It's a comedy show. And you do a good job with it. Good luck to you, though. I can take the barbs.
All right, Jennifer.
I don't have any ratings, and I'm fat.
Jennifer, Don, thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you. Have a great holiday.
Don, we will be speaking to you, unfortunately, the next time we play the game.
Don Brown.
Brian, as always, your pointed commentary. Welcome on this show.
Now, Don, as I leave, you'll notice that you'll be looking at my bish ass, and you'll be aware of the fact that it's shaved. I shave my ass. I do.
Always remember, never forget.
Well, but it's a foreign incorporated. And it's distributed by King World. Look at my shaved ass. Hi, Don. Good luck.
Good luck to ye. Good luck to ye.
Man, that was a shaved ass.
It's time for the news of the comment.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Buzz, hold on. Let me see if we have people calling for the beach house. I see all the lines are ringing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm calling to go to the beach house.
Right, we got to get girls before we get guys, though.
Straight.
Okay, straight?
Straight.
Word? Off the hook?
Yo.
Don and Mike show.
Can I play?
Girls first.
I want to play.
Girls first.
I'm a girl.
Discipline yourself.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Nope, that's all we got. Our guy's calling.
Horny, hot guys.
Horny, smelly guys.
Sure.
All right, girls, we'll fill the two female slots first, then we'll go to the guys. Oh, now let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. Me.
He made it up.
Okay, Buzz, before you tease your lead, let me just see who else is calling.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. I'd like to go.
Not yet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you guys on in Atlanta?
We're trying to get girls to go to our beach house.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could ask Buzz a question real quick.
We're trying to get girls for the beach house. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
More guys.
Buzz, is the lead story the fact that no girls are calling right now?
No, we wouldn't do that.
Pardon me?
No, that's it. That's a pathetic impersonation of it. It is a parade of scrotes.
We are offering a free vacation for a week in Dewey Beach, Delaware.
I want to play with Big Joe.
At the Dewey Beach Ice House with Little Joe.
Little Joe, can I play with him?
Okay, Buzz, what is your lead story tonight? I'll break in as soon as some girls call.
Tonight's headline, hey, even pilots make mistakes. Oh, no.
All right. Well, you're not flying anywhere for vacation, are you?
No.
Okay, then
and
no need to
that's
worry.
That's why.
Okay, everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The authors of the Prostate Cookbook, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, we heard you the first time. What's the word
from Planet Crackpot?
Buzz, hold on. Let's go to line two before we go to the news and the comments. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I want to go to Dewey Beach.
Yay! Beautiful. You don't mind your life being an open book?
No, not if I get to go to Dewey Beach free.
Right, well, you do.
Yippee!
For a whole week, Labor Day weekend, and the week following.
Oh, wow, cool. Okay, I can go.
What's your name?
Cindy.
Cindy, where are you from?
Middleburg.
How old are you?
37.
Ah. Who's the celeb you think you most resemble? Here we go.
What's that? I can't think of her name. Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, well, at least that's what they tell me.
You know, we get lots of that. That's good.
That's great. You're not buying a security right now, are you?
What's that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
You have just won 7 nights, 8 days in Dewey Beach, Delaware, with a bunch of people you've never met before in our Dewey Beach Homo Joe Ice House. Pack your bags Friday, September 1st through Friday, September 8th. When you arrive, you will find Ice House beach supplies in your beach house, courtesy of Ice House.
No kidding.
And you don't mind every second being recorded by Homo Joe and he's going to tell us everything?
Oh, is it going to be on, the computer, Big Brother or something?
No. Joe just hangs around all the time and writes down notes.
Oh, no problem.
Your life is basically an open book.
I have no secrets.
Good. So that's what we love hearing. Hold on a second, honey.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on, please. All right, so we have room for one more chick.
Excellent. One more girl.
One more girl, and then we can get some guys.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's this crap? I want to go to the beach house.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hi, I want to go to Jay Beach.
Do you really?
Wonderful.
What is your name?
Carlisa.
Carlisa, where are you from?
I live in Falls Church.
Yeah. Can you spend the entire week, Friday, September 1st through Friday, September 8th?
Yes, I can.
How do you feel about living under Homo Joe's microscope?
I'm excited.
Ah, you're excited. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Bridget Fonda.
Wow.
God damn, she's hot. She's especially hot in Jackie Brown.
Oh, she's
where
fantastic.
She just sits around in that bikini top all day long.
Yeah, I never realized until that movie how big her breasts were.
Yeah, she's hot. All right, and you're available September 1st through September 8th?
Yes.
Enjoy your vacation.
Hey.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Well, that takes care of that. That's good.
So now let's just find the guys.
Amazing. Absolutely.
And then we'll get right to Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. You know, they've been gone for the last 15
minutes. Yeah, and now they cramp up.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I wanted to go to the beach house.
It was quite a wait there, wasn't it?
Yeah, what's your name?
John.
John, are you available for Friday, September 1st through Friday, September 8th?
Sure.
I don't like your attitude.
No, I don't either.
Sorry. We just made the right call.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's how we know we made the right call. See, with the girls, you can generally tell with the girls right away if they're nice, if mm-hmm. they're going to be with the program. Mm-hmm. And you can also conversely tell when
a guy's trouble.
Right.
Yeah. Big time trouble.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Eddie.
Who is this?
This is Eddie. Eddie?
All right, now either this guy has got a lot of personality or he's using a major fake voice.
That's right. Eddie, is this your real voice?
Yes, sir, it sure is.
No, but it doesn't sound like
it. No, that's trouble.
You sound like Wally Cleaver. You know, he's going to,
this is Ward Cleaver. He come down with something.
Unexpected, Wally.
Real uninspected, like.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I resemble Sue from Survivor, and I'd like to go to the beach house.
Okay.
There you go.
You know what? This guy sounds good.
Absolutely.
Beast on the yeast.
What's your name?
I can't go. I live out west.
See, you are funny. The first guy we heard we like can't go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to go to Dewey Beach House.
All right, he's got good enthusiasm.
He is. He seems a little nervous.
What's your name?
I am a little bit nervous. I am. I can't help it.
Don't be nervous. What's your name?
I love Dewey Beach, and I promise to keep my clothes on, and I won't be like Rich. I promise.
What's your name?
My name's Alex.
Alex, where are you from?
I live in Arlington.
What do you do?
I have a landscape business.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Celeb you think you most resemble?
I've been told Christopher Reeves before the accident.
God, I hope so.
Absolutely.
All right, you're in.
Thank you.
You're in. Hold on.
We need one more guy, right?
Otherwise, we would need a wheelchair and a gigantic bendy straw.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops, that was the wrong line.
Hello?
Right. Otherwise, we would need a wheelchair.
The radio is up way too loud.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Trina.
Trina, you want to go too?
Is there any spots available?
Sure, I'd rather put you in there than another smelly guy.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you want to go?
Okay.
Are you available Friday, September 1st through Friday, September 8th?
Yes.
How do you feel about your life being an open book?
I don't think my boyfriend would like that.
Right.
All right, thanks, Trina.
Goodbye.
Next call.
Yeah, how come the cunny alarm didn't go off there?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm really, really surprised that didn't happen. We should have known when the radio was turned up unbelievably high.
All right, there's the cunny alarm. Just a little late.
There it is.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, this is Joe.
Joe, you want to go?
Yes, sir, I do.
I like your attitude,
I do,
Joe.
Too.
I like that. Joe, where are you from?
I'm from Leesburg, Virginia.
How old are you, Joe?
I am 22 years old.
What do you do?
I am a heavy construction operator.
Beautiful. Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Richard Grieco.
Richard Grieco. Okay, that's a good pull. You available from the 1st of September through
you're
the 8th?
Student, I am.
Okay. Then
I like this guy. This guy could be an asset. Right?
You're in. Have a good time.
All right.
Enjoy all of the free stuff. Enjoy Homo Joe's cooking. Go out, get messed up every night. I hope you don't mind being under Joe's microscope.
Let's do this!
Okay. Hold on a second.
Excellent. It's good that Trina passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's your contestants.
Very good.
So we have three guys, three girls, Homo Joe.
And everybody else is coming down there.
Mr. 40, Timmy O'Bibine,
And maybe Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel.
All of them living for a week together.
Wild card.
In the Dewey Beach Ice House. And you'll hear it all on the show.
Good.
Labor Day week, because we'll be back from vacation. We'll be back, this year we'll be back the day after Labor Day. Labor Day Tuesday.
Very good.
We're coming back. We're not taking one of those Johnny Carson vacations this time. So when we get back, as soon as we hit the air, you'll find out everything that's happened at the Beach House.
Excellent.
So thanks to all of you guys, and thanks to Ice House Beer.
Yeah.
Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Close call today at Newark International Airport. A Continental jet nearly landed by mistake on a closed runway while a maintenance worker was driving on that runway.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember, Joe. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Right.
Oh, they love each other. Officials say the jet came within 10 feet of touching down when the tower alerted the pilot, who pulled up and circled to land on the correct runway. None of the 125 passengers out of San Francisco were hurt. Tower operators say the pilot was told to use the correct runway, but lined up with a parallel strip some 900 feet away.
This is Sam Huff.
The FAA is investigating. It was the biggest audience TVs had all year next to the Super Bowl. 51 million jaws were dropping last night as Rich Gets Richer.
You know, that is an incredible number. They have been estimating 40 million.
Right.
So you tell me 50 million freaking people.
51 million people, as a matter of fact.
So if there are 250 people living in America, that means that one out of every five people was watching Survivor last night.
Pretty incredible. 37 million watched the reunion show that followed. Now, the evil queen, as the Washington Post called Richard Hatch, won the $1 million and an SUV. Millionaire Richard says he'd like...
He's my guy. I always want to point out. I picked
That's
him.
Right. There you
I
go.
Picked him 3 months ago.
You did.
He's my guy.
You deserve your props on that.
My homo.
I mean, a long time ago, right? I mean, I don't know how many contestants were involved when you picked him, but I mean...
All of them.
Almost all of them.
Yeah, from the very first episode. You're right. He's an evil queen.
Manipulation worked.
He's my guy.
Yep. Richard says he'd like to use some of his money to open an outdoor adventure camp for troubled youth.
Mm-hmm. All right, cancel that idea, Richard.
Richard's sister says he lied to her by swearing her to secrecy and then telling her he came in fourth.
Did you see her on the Today Show?
No, I didn't see her.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Really?
I mean...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Big woman.
Yeah. Richard was the winner in the genetic sweepstakes in the Hatch family.
Next week, Richard will fill in for the host of a talk show on a radio station in Providence, Rhode Island.
Hey, stay out of our racket.
You can't keep an old man down. Survivor finalist Rudy says he's one of the people who's applied to be on Survivor 2. And he says he's going to keep trying until he wins. Rudy isn't sure why he lost last night's immunity challenge. He says he thinks he fell asleep.
Yeah, when he took his hand off that pole.
Right. He thinks he might have...
Abba gives me an erection.
Oh, God.
Not at all.
There you go. I'm surprised Richard, lost that immunity challenge because he never takes his hand off his pole. The CIA works to protect the American way of life, which might be a little scary since the New York Post points out that if you go to the spy agency's website, you will read this, that Boris Yeltsin is still the president of Russia. The Republicans want you to know they won't be running a sleazy ad about Al Gore as they had originally planned. The ad showed Gore defending the honesty of President Clinton before the Lewinsky affair. But Republican officials say they've killed the ad, and they admit it's because they're afraid the American public would see it as the cheap shot that it is. A senior Bush advisor says the ad, which would have started running today, will, and I quote, never see the light of day. Of course, with this story, they still managed to get the point across.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're my guys, Buzz.
Stand by for a patriotic message from a new Republican, Don Geronimo.
No, don't have it for you, Mike.
Why are we playing this music?
Yeah. Well, I was going to, but the hotline is ringing.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Is this a Foti resident?
Foti?
Yes. D.N. Foti?
Yeah, right. Sure is. Can I help you?
Are you? Yes.
Yes.
Are you related to Deanne?
I am Mr. Foti.
Okay, thank you.
How may I serve you?
I guess it was a legitimate wrong number, and the guy that was smart enough to bail out. He still had this patriotic music.
I don't trust it. I go through a whole rabbi's Mr. Foti.
Well, he knows you're not Mr. Foti because you don't sound drunk.
Anyway, we're... where was I?
You were being patriotic. You played patriotic music and you were about to say something.
I forgot it. Never mind.
Yeah. Every day in New York City, pieces of old buildings break off and fall from several stories up, endangering.
That
is scary. Sometimes injuring people below. A couple guys got hurt last month.
But
the New York Post says the city has more inspectors checking out sex shops than it has checking out crumbling buildings. Zoning inspectors visit an average of 110 porno shops and topless bars a month.
You got a problem with all the dildos you got in the store. Gotta move these dildos to the other side with the other dildos. As long as I'm in here in the sex store checking out your walls and your construction, you know I can get some scabs from Colleen from Survivor. If you don't have any scabs, send me a magazine about scabs.
They're not checking out the walls of the construction. They're enforcing the city's 60-40 law. They're there to make sure that the shop is using the legally required amount of space for family-oriented videos.
Is this a scab shop? Is this at scablover.com?
Nothing like scabs.
Oh, I'm so hungry for some scabs. Hello, Domino's?
Oh.
Like a large, plain cheese pizza covered with scabs.
With thin crust.
Hello, Olive Garden.
Ah!
Oh, man. I'd like some family scabs.
You know the endless salads? I'd like the Caesars, but instead of the croutons, give me scabs.
And can you paste a scab on the end of one of those free breadsticks? Scabs.
The paper says there are only two.
That way it looks like my Johnson.
There are only two inspectors.
Scab on the end of the breadstick.
There are only two inspectors in New York to look after the crumbling buildings, and they find violations about 13% of the time.
Buzz, hold on. I got a break. I really have a newsmaker on the line.
Okay.
This is a real newsworthy story.
Excellent.
Mr. 40 is on the phone.
Mr. 40!
And we have to find out if Mr. 40's coming to the beach house or not.
Let's find out.
Mr. 40!
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
You going to the beach house, Mr. 40?
Oh, I can't make it, man.
We're denied by Mr. 40.
Just got back from the beach a week ago, last week.
Mr. 40,
that's a drag.
All right, we had a spot for you.
I wish I could have made it, too, man.
All right, well, listen, no matter what happens, I'll put you back on hold with Lisa. Let's firm up a date after Labor Day when you're going to come down here.
And just drink during the show.
Drink your 40s and do the show with us, okay?
You want me to bring y'all a couple?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna drink them, right? You're not gonna just crack them and smell them.
No, we don't drink them. You drink them.
No. You will do the drinking, and you will be able to be in the third chair.
Okay.
Your only responsibility will be,
to drink.
Having a conversation with us when we feel like it, and drinking your 40s and during the show.
Responding to people who call and just reacting to whatever we're doing.
I think I can handle that.
There you go.
Hey, what happened to that dude on Final Jeopardy that kept talking?
He actually, Mr. 40, he won.
It was like, take 50 cents from him.
Hey, Mr. 40, how many 40s have you had today?
Just one.
Just one.
I think it's code 45. Hold on.
He's checking.
OE.
OE.
Yeah, I'm going to bring y'all some 211.
Oh, there you go.
All right, bring you some 211. Mr. 40, have a nice holiday.
All right, you guys too. I'll see you next week.
Okay, hold on, please.
I'm looking forward to that day we get Mr. 40.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Buzz. I would only break in if I had a true newsmaker on the phone.
The newsmaker hotline.
Believe me, I understand.
A teenaged boy has been arrested in Sydney, Australia for trying to put out the Olympic flame with a fire extinguisher. He failed, by the way.
Can I?
Most American women say they'd rather look like Cameron Mannheim from The Practice than Calista Flockhart from Ally McBeal. But to be fair, most women said they'd like to look like Cindy Crawford, and Halle Berry came in second, and Jennifer Lopez came in third. Only 1.5% said they'd like to look like Ally, according to People magazine. Over half the women surveyed said Gwyneth Paltrow and Courteney Cox Arquette are also too thin.
How many said they'd like to look like Bobby Hollingsworth?
Oh, that would be 100% if they all knew her.
If they knew.
Mm-hmm. About a third said Jennifer's Aniston and Love Hewitt are also too thin.
If they knew what we knew.
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby. Mm-hmm. 8 out of 10 women said movie stars and models make them feel inadequate. 93% of American women surveyed said they've tried to lose weight. 1 in 4 say they've avoided social situations because they felt fat. And 10% say they avoid the doctor's office so they don't have to get on the scale.
You and all your talk about Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali McBeal. Buzz, hold on a second.
All right.
We'll be back with more news.
Fox Network.
And more comments. Muhammad Ali McBeal. I think we've just stumbled onto a great new parody spot.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali McBeal.
Are you anorexic, Muhammad Ali McBeal?
I couldn't eat another bite.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This hop is so gone crazy.
Broadcasting under the watchful eye of Carmi, the CBS hawk. It's Don and Mike.
Hey, we just had confirmation from Mr. 40.
Yeah.
Of course, confirmation from a guy who drinks a big 40-ounce thing of beer every day.
More than one, Don.
September 6th is the day he's going to come by.
Wonderful.
And do the entire show with us.
Looking forward to it.
And also, Rob would like me to promote that. He's going to be on the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Right. Rob, how many years in a row for you?
No, I missed last year.
Oh, you did?
This will be my fourth appearance.
His fourth appearance.
Wow. Here in D.C., Monday, Labor Day, September 4th, 9:30 a.m. on Channel 20.
So if you'd like to see Rob on the TV, on the telethon, he'll be on the telethon at 9:30 in the morning.
Share the love. And also, Mike, the CP comic, would like me to mention that he's going to be featured on the telethon this year also. On the main stage.
All right.
With Jerry. And now here's Buzz.
Just when you think maybe political correctness has gone too far, a guy like Greg Lumpy Lambert comes along. Lumpy is a used car dealer in Knoxville, Tennessee, and a lot of folks down there didn't even blink when he announced the promotion in which he'd be giving away guns, deer rifles for the grown-ups, water pistols for the kids. Everybody gets a gun, or at least a voucher for a gun. It's Lumpy's big Second Amendment sale, and the whole family's invited.
Y'all come down and get a gun. You buy a car, you get a gun.
Hey, Lumpy.
Yeah?
Lumpy, I just bought a chocolate pie.
You buy a chocolate pie, ain't gonna get you a gun. You want the deer rifle, you gotta buy one of my cars I got down the lot. You want it? I see. Good car.
You give me a gun?
Give you a gun, you buy a car. You gonna get a gun or you buy a pie?
Give me a General Lee car I can buy?
Yeah, I got General Lee's down here. I got a few of them for you. Want it?
I hear that.
Okay, you buy this General Lee, I give you your finance and you get a gun.
Is that gun for me or for ye?
It's for me. It's for ye.
For ye.
It's for ye, or my name ain't Lumpy. I tell you, if you want to buy this car before you buy that chocolate pie, I'm fixing to put that gun right in your glove compartment. All folded up. I don't know what they have.
Now go on. Yeah.
I'm goddamn tired.
You are.
I am indeed. I'm not making any sense. I'm Lumpy. I tell you what. What I was going to say is I'm take a deer rifle, put it in your cab or your truck, and you buy the General Lee. I'm sorry.
Some very scary words appear to have tumbled out of the mouth of an angry executive from Sony. The student paper from California State University at Long Beach.
I am so upset. You have dishonored me. You have dishonored my entire family. You will wear the ribbon of shame.
I am very upset. You have dishonored me and my family. You will wear the ribbon of shame. My name is Masatoshi Ono.
The paper quotes the executive as saying that if the recording industry fails to shut down Napster, then Sony will. Here's the scary quote.
I want to tell you something. If they cannot do it, we will do that. Put that out in a press release.
If you cannot do it, we will do it. Put it out in a press release immediately.
Here's the scary quote. We will develop technology that transcends the individual user. We will firewall Napster at the source. We will block it at your cable company. We will block it at your ISP. We will firewall it at your PC. End quote.
All of that stuff he just said.
We will block it at every turn. We will firewall it at your ISP. We will firewall it. We will block it.
And the tires? The tires are defective. The tires that are defective were made in America. New better tires coming from Japan.
We are airlifting new tires from Japan. The false phony tires made in America that were so bad will no longer be manufactured. Thank you.
And signed it with my name.
Masatoshi Ono. Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Bridgestone Firestone.
A spokesman for Sony says the quote about Napster is inaccurate and that the statement was taken out of context.
We'll firewall it.
The reporter who wrote the story says he stands by the story.
Buzz, hold on a second.
All right.
Let me see who's this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, this is Jen.
Jen, hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Jen from the Survivor show that you guys did, the lesbian.
You mean a long time ago when we when we did the show up in the conference room, when we locked people up with Tom Gavin?
Oh, yeah.
Is that Jen?
Right. Hi, Jen.
Hi. I was calling because I wanted to let you know that I came to the show last night.
Oh, thank you for attending.
And I ran into Tom after the show. So
Tom Gavin.
What happened?
What happened?
Well, he gave me a huge hug, and he licked me on the cheek.
Oh, yee.
And he asked if my girlfriend was with me, and so I pointed her out, and he asked what we were doing after the show. So I told him that we were going home and going to bed, and he asked where we lived, and he asked where I was working the next day, and wanted to know if we all wanted to go out and hang out tonight. Mm-hmm. Then he asked if he could have a ride to Tyson's Corner, because he didn't have a ride home.
Man, that's scary.
It was really scary, but he was real happy to see me. He wanted to introduce me to Dennis Murphy.
And how did the date end?
Yeah, I hope you answered no to most of those questions.
Oh, I answered no to everything.
Good
to
see
you. Good to see him.
Good for you.
Now she can avoid
it. Yeah, if you'd given him that ride, you'd probably be in like an abandoned barn right now with just this piece of PVC pipe sticking up through the ground.
Yeah, you'd be standing over me roaring.
Jen, get ready for a happy reunion. Because he's on the line right now.
As soon as you called and he knew you were on the air, he called in.
Tom's on the line right now?
Yeah, Tom's
Hi.
Here right
how
now.
How are you?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Tom, what were you trying to pick Jen up last night?
No, I was trying to wait for my lines and I was waiting for my ride. I was at the Las Vegas Style Show last night.
We saw you there, Tom.
And I wanted to know why. I just want to know why I wasn't, I just want to know why you didn't call me up on stage. Like.
Oh, because Tom last night was way too busy. We didn't call Dennis up either.
I know.
We had lots going on.
I did the Survivors thing and then.
Right.
And did you eat any of the bugs?
Yeah, I already ate the bugs today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wondering, what's your name to win? Kelly.
Very good. We've got Jen on the phone here, Tom.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Tom.
What are you doing tonight? Anything?
Tonight? Yeah, I'm staying at home. I'm painting my room right now.
Oh, you're painting your room?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Maybe Tom can come over and eat some paint chips. Make sure it's not lead. Okay. All right, well, Tom, thank you for calling.
Bye, Tom.
And?
Please don't bother Jen at any other shows. Give her a little roar, Tom. Hard to believe that she turned down the opportunity to give that guy a ride to Tyson's Corner.
Absolutely.
It was a tough choice.
All right. Bye, Jen.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. See
bye-bye.
You. Bye, Tommy.
Oh, he's already gone.
He's a busy man. Buzz, one more, please.
All right. They're going to make a movie about the life of pianist Liberace.
How wonderful.
The Hollywood Reporter.
Pianist.
Love beautiful things.
Pianist.
Hollywood Reporter says the movie will be written by the guys who wrote Scary Movie and will be in the vein of The People versus Larry Flint, the actor who wants to play the lead role, the actor who wants to play Liberace. No. Robin Williams. Good night.
Wow. All right. Yeah, that's a good one to go out on, bud. Thank you. Coach Havoc, let's talk right there. Time for call 100. And a prize package we selected especially for you. Phone number is 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Billy's great peripheral vision. Huh?
Yep.
You know, that's what Don meant when he said he's a head job. In the first part of the show.
No, it was a head case.
A head case.
No, that's not what
a head case.
Constantly pursuing the split-faced hair shark, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This is Sam Hunt.
All right. Let's go right to Buzzy. Hi, Buzz.
In sports, the Los Angeles Dodgers have apologized to a couple of their lesbian fans after tossing them out of the stadium earlier this month. The couple apparently shared a kiss during the game. A straight fan complained, saying that children should not be exposed to, and I quote, those people.
What was Gigo and Liddy doing in a Dodgers game?
I don't like to be exposed to those people.
Ushers escorted the couple out of the park. The straight couple with them, who also shared a kiss, were not ejected from the game.
Did somebody tell Dr. Liddy that that is perfectly acceptable to the ball game?
I'm not going to eat my popcorn and watch my ball game while they kiss.
The Dodgers are now apologizing publicly, promising to give their employees sensitivity training, and giving 5,000 tickets to 3 gay and lesbian organizations.
Sorry, Dr. Liddy. Someone should tell Doc Liddy that two of his employees were at our Vegas-style show last night, and I'm sure that they did not perform up to company specifications today based on their performance last night at our show.
They were having a good old time.
Travis Bickle.
Travis Bickle.
And Matt Stout.
Just young.
Partying their asses off.
Young Matt Stout.
Young Matt Stout.
Bob Costas is in the new Playboy, among other things. He says,
oh, really?
He says that, well, not in the nude. It's an article. It's one of the articles. He says that O.J.
Well, Bob, Hugh Hefner. Slide your trousers off, please. There you go. We're going to... These will be very flattering photographs. We'll airbrush anything that embarrasses you.
Costa says that O.J. tried to call him the night of that famous slow-speed chase, and that fortunately he didn't get through. The luckiest thing that ever happened to me, says Bob, is that I never received that telephone call. Also in the article, Costa says he's irritated with athletes who credit God for helping them win the big game. Quoting Bob, I find it to be a sub-kindergarten view of religion to declare that Jesus or Allah determined the outcome of a contest. Who believes God micromanages a football or basketball game? End quote.
I like Costa.
He's a smart dude.
He is indeed.
The Washington Redskins.
But when I get in deep crap, I pray to God. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, when you're in a big life-threatening situation.
I mean, even when I'm watching a game.
Oh, yeah.
If I got fantasy guys playing, hell, I say, please, God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Let Patrick Jeffers catch the pass.
God is your co-pilot.
Right? God is my assistant coach.
There you go.
The Washington Redskins is one territorial football team.
Oh, there sure is, Buzz.
It's now doing battle with a pizza delivery service. The owner of 5 dozen Domino's pizza stores says he's repeating his offer of last year. For every touchdown the Skins score on Sunday,
you get $1 off your pizza Monday.
Exactly. Now, last year, the Skins scored 7 touchdowns in one game alone, forcing the pizza mogul to give away free pizzas. He says the promotion makes him lose money on Mondays, but he says he makes it up with bigger business the rest of the week. This year, Papa John's is the official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
And yes, they've taken all of the Domino's stands out of the stadium and replaced them with Papa John's stands.
Wow. But Domino's is going ahead with the promotion, but the Skins are talking to their lawyers about this. They say only Papa John's can do a promotion of this sort. Papa John's is, in fact, doing a similar promotion this year. Last year, the Redskins bullied local TV stations into dropping the name Redskins from their football shows.
This is not a joke.
Amazing. What is wrong with this team?
Well, you know what?
I mean, they're going to win the Super Bowl, so nothing's wrong with the team.
They wanted, like, Channel 7. If Channel 7 wanted to run the Redskins show or a show saying Redskins highlights, they wanted, the Redskins wanted Channel 7 to pay for calling it the Redskins show.
Unbelievable.
And in an incredible turn of events, as WJFK, the rights holder,
right,
continues to try to whore out every possible second of the broadcast.
Right.
I'm not sure which guy it is back there. It might be Tim McWilliams. That they got some deal with IHOP that for every sack, you get like a free pancake this year.
Wow.
There you go.
Go spin.
Right. Hey, look at that. Come what? On, come on, the Bar Arrington sack the quarterback. I'd get a free hotcake. Who wants some flapjacks right now?
Stacks for sacks. Finally, no one is contesting the will left behind by a woman in Denmark. The elderly woman died recently and left her entire fortune of $60,000 to 6 beneficiaries. Even though she's never met them, Elizabeth Christensen left her estate to Jimmy, Gigi, Fifi, Trunty, Trini, and Grinny. Those are chimpanzees at the Copenhagen Zoo.
Mm.
Elizabeth had no living relatives, so she left the money to the chimps because her late daughter loved the chimpanzees so much.
And Charlie Boyle.
Here's the best part.
I'm so grateful.
The best part is, under Danish law, the will has to be read out loud to the beneficiaries by a judge.
That's funny.
This is the Monkey News Network.
Right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Yeah, that's it. We got to go.
Oh, you stupid ape.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for another great quarter of radio.
Yeah.
Last 3 months have been great, as always. Thank you for your support. We are off tomorrow, then off next week. But don't worry, it's not a Johnny Carson vacation this time.
No, don't worry about it.
We'll be back right after Labor Day, and then it's straight through to Christmas.
Very good.
With no more breaks. So have a great, great vacation. Don't hurt yourselves. Love your freedom. Love your Bart. Hearing me on the Redskins Radio Network.
Pre-game show tomorrow night.
Right. And then the opener against Carolina on September 3rd. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Right. No, you...
I am for 100.
No. Don't lead off with my name. You got to say it. Hello, right. Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
I done it, Mike? I am caller 100.
Right.
I know the sound. I know the sound. Please let me guess. Please, I know what it is.
No, we're not doing the secret sound.
Oh, no, I know what it is.
Stop it.
Stop with Wichita. We gave you number one ratings. I know what it is.
Stop whining. Listen, you've won the Sex in the City prize pack.
Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV. Sex in the City, Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO.
Please, quick, for a moment. Please, 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 please.
No. We're not doing that contest now.
I love you guys so much.
The answer is no. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
We have to be firm. It's called tough love.
The secret sound will return when we come back from vacation.
You promise? Can I still be eligible if I won today? Because I know what it is. I've known since Monday.
Hold on a second. Rob, pick up line 6. And see if this nutty Fagan knows what it is.
Sam, what's the guess?
No, I'm just going to find out.
Not only did you say it wrong, it's not right.
Huh.
Really? Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, always no. The same.
They put her back on hold.
You gave her a little peace of mind, though.
Oh, no.
They're always
oh,
no. She doesn't have it.
What? One more thing.
What?
Four.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Four?
Yeah.
That was Rob.
Four, that was Rob.
That's Rob.
Okay.
No, honey, you're wrong.
Okay, well, we'll work on it, though. It's close to the bathroom, though.
Okay.
Good clue.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't even know what you guessed. Rob picked up the telephone.
Thank okay.
And in Wichita, yeah, thank you for making us number one rated.
I'll tell you what. I love you. I listen to you guys every day. The first thing I say to my work pal every day is, did you hear Don and Mike yesterday?
God bless you.
That's
every day.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, we love you guys here in Wichita, man.
We love
you.
Thank
we love
you. And thank you for making the show number one rated again in Wichita. That's it. We got to go. Have a great vacation. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie?
My man.
Please throw your beret in the air, just like Sissy. Tyler Moore.
You might not make it after all.
Oh, up for the light again.
Oh, oh. Yeah, we will see you right after Labor Day.
How long, guys?
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sunday day, stranger saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer have the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.